Well, 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 well. Look at you. How are you? Oh, this is Todd, by the way. This is the opening of the show. If you're a first-time listener and we say to George Carlin, that just means we're being honest. It's our safe word. It's our only safe word. If we say potato salad, it's just another word. Or swear to God, it's just another word. George Carlin is our only safe word. When we say we're editing, overwhelmingly 99% of the time, we're not. We just say it. There, that's the mantra. Joe is working on a little song, but we don't have it yet. But when we do, Lyricist Joe is the musical director of the show. Lynn Shore doesn't listen to the show, so we don't need to acknowledge him ever. Oh, Joe, Joe, Joe McKenzie, look at you, listening to the show, you motherfucker. How is everybody? Take a deep breath. It's right. I'm an aggressive yoga teacher. Sometimes people need it. You need someone to say, "Say, I stop, take a deep breath with me." You ready? It's all going to be good on the other side. The other side of what? The other side of everything. Now listen, I want to thank the people. To George Carlin. See, already it works. Thank the people at Honey Farm because they hooked me up. And every other pen, first of all, there's some really good flavors. See, others, honest, I really do mean this to George Carlin, when they go, "Oh, it tastes like licorice," you're like, "Yeah, you taste licorice in there." This really tastes like licorice. Just like a good beer. No one would be embarrassed to say, "Oh, this wine has a really good taste," or "I really like this beer, this chocolate ice cream." But just like that, some really good flavors. But the pen works. That's what I like about it. I've had a lot of pens. They go, "Oh, they're great." You know, your friend says, "You should get this pen. It's really great." Or this. And then you get it, and a month later, you go to that friend and said, "I thought you liked this one." He goes, "Yeah, it's good, but you're like, oh, already you don't like it either." This one, it works. Anyway, we'll talk about Honey Farm next week. And don't confuse it with Honey Boo Boo. Who would? Honey Farm. Honey Farm. Two words that mean quality. It does. You shut up. The people from Honey Farm might be listening. I like it. All right, listen. I gotta go. Thank you, Honey Farm. They're the only ones that really care about me, I feel like. You know, they called me last night at 11:30 to ask to say goodnight and came over and they had somebody tuck me in and give me a glass of juice before I went to bed. All right, listen, today's show. There's only one thing I said that I forgot to tell Aristotle to try to take out. Yeah, this is an edit that we might do sometimes, but I didn't even do that one. About sending pictures in with that song. Still do it. I was going to say don't do it, but do it. So it'll be fun. All right, forget about it. I mean, do it. Forget about not doing it. Does that make sense? I'm not redoing this opening. So I was about to say, you know what, maybe don't do that, but now I think it is a good idea as we speak. All right, so send in those pictures. Just about 45 seconds of the song, where it starts with the words. Not the instrumental part that leads into it. Of course not. All right, listen, I got to go. You're great. Everything's great. Life is wonderful. Blue. Life is wonderful, and it's gonna be okay. Some song I remember. Okay, I'm just rambling. This is fucking boring. I'm sorry. Aristotle, it's time for a quick test. How you doing, Aristotle? Great. What's your favorite color? Great. What's your favorite band? Great. Play a piece of... No, you don't have to play a piece of that band, but... All right. Aristotle, rolling the show. Jetski.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, it's the pre-show. It's exciting. I swear to George Carlin that tonight is going to be very special.
Hi, Todd. It's Maron.
Wow.
Maron.
Shut the fuck up.
What do I got to do to get on your fucking show?
Do you need your headphones up? Down. Which ones are hers?
Mine too.
Guess? How's that? Is that better?
That's great.
I like them loud.
God, it's Nick Swartzen calling again about doing...
Wow. This is a real show. Get that jingle ready, by the way.
All right. Listen, man, I really want to come. I've got stuff to promote.
Yeah, you know what? Everybody does. God damn it. I guess, like, I'm famous.
The Todd Glass Situation. A bunch of lies about my personal life and a bunch of true stories about my 30-year career in stand-up comedy. Please welcome to the program the very funny Todd Glass.
God damn it. Look at us, everybody. Hold on tight, motherfuckers. Maybe I build it up a little.
It's David Feldman. I'm Jewish.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Todd Glass Show. We pause in the middle of that. It's our new way. Our producer, Chris Hardwick, says he wants us to stop that jingle now. Then we do the pre-show. Then when it's done, we take a break and we play out the rest of the song.
Right.
You think that's a good idea?
Sure. I mean, no. If he says we have to do it.
Well, I made it up,
matter.
To be honest. How's everybody?
Good.
Is everybody good?
Yeah.
We have a little bit of a pre-show. It's going to be so short.
Okay.
Okay?
I feel like, okay.
What? What's wrong?
No. I've heard that before.
Well, no. Wait a second. Your manager's on the phone. Is this something to do with you being worried the pre-show's going to be too long?
No, it's just, I thought there were certain agreements.
Oh, I feel like something started.
I didn't do anything. I don't know. I just heard from my manager something.
Well, let me talk. Can we put our manager on? I got to be honest, this is a little uncomfortable for me. Jesus Christ. Hello, this is Todd. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, my God. Am I talking to the Todd Glass? Oh.
I gotta be honest.
Yes. Dude, that's what you do. That's why we love you. Everyone loves you.
Okay, I don't know.
Are you with someone right now? Are you with someone?
Are you Eliza's... Eliza, right? Yeah, of course.
Who?
Eliza, are you Eliza? You're making me nervous.
Who?
Are you Eliza?
Oh, Eliza.
Eliza.
Schlesinger?
Yeah, are you her... No, Skinner.
Oh, wait, let me check.
Oh,
yes,
very
I am. I am.
Okay, why are you calling? I'm doing my show right now.
And I love it, and I'm a big fan.
Oh, what's your favorite part?
Oh, I love the rings and jingles. and I
that's
I love
someone, by the way, that's
someone who heard about my show that didn't like it. The rings and the jingles, it doesn't sound very positive. Your rings and your jingles. You know, Todd Glass does a lot of rings and jingles. So hold on, let me get through this. So Mrs. Skinner is here, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, I get nervous. I'm gonna just tell you this now. That way we clear the
Okay.
With Craig Gregg.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be it. No. Caroline, which mm-hmm. Brian Regan has a funny bit about. Caroline. And then Liza and Eliza.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, really?
He can call you Liza, right?
Yeah.
No, you have a name. I'm not going to call you.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the difference. That's the difference between, like, Mike and Michael. You know, like, I mean, some people are going to be like, hey, don't you dare. But some people are like, yeah, whatever. I don't care.
Okay. Well, that makes me relax in case. It's like, I know your fucking name. Maybe we should edit this out. It doesn't sound like a good interviewer. Well, I'm professional. I'm not like the other interviewers. All right. Let me go nice and slow. Nice and slow. Can you turn the air down a little? I'm sweating.
Jay, go ahead and play the song that introduces me, Troy Conrad.
Not yet.
Hold on. What are you doing?
Oh, I was doing it as a bit that there wasn't a song and I was getting him to play it.
Well, we get some of you. Just let me. Let you don't mess anything up. Whatever you do, even if I yell at you, it's perfect. It's all part of the show. Even this part of the show, I'm getting nervous, but it ends up later being okay. So, but let me just get through this. Hello, and then Harry, your last name is Morris. Oh, Jesus Christ, another one, Morris. So I'm just gonna be shitting in my pants the whole show. So we'll go with just Harry and Trevor Smith. They're two comedians. They used to live in Detroit, and their parents own a cruise ship company. So. So Harry and Trevor are here tonight. Gabe is here. Aristotle's here. Well, Aristotle is here, you know, because it's always exciting to have Aristotle here.
Calling Aristotle Jetski.
We're
calling Aristotle Jetski.
Well, here's what happened. I went by the Meltdown the other night, and they said they're calling Aristotle Jetski.
I have
what?
No idea why, by the way.
You don't know why?
You don't know why? So they told me that, and I said, oh, I'll have him a jingle made. And then they go, do you think he'll know? But you didn't know. Because when you first heard it, you're like, how the fuck did Todd... You should have heard me singing that to Joe on the phone. Can you go Jetski? And he did it because he's very professional. All right, listen. It's all going to be your way in a second. I'm very excited you're here. Jake is here. We got a lot to talk about. Jake Adams is here. Okay, here we go. Let's get this out of the way. The editors. I need I got three responses. What I needed from an editor, I want to put together because people say it was better back then. Music was better back then, but I want to put together like 9 songs, just like 5 seconds of the songs that say that they didn't like the way it was. You know, people that were like Johnny Cash or the Beatles or whoever that was, you know, they were singing that they wanted change because, you know, they didn't. So even those people that you're saying, oh, we need to go back because music was better. That doesn't mean we have to go back to that time because all those musicians were singing and crying that we needed to move forward and change. They wouldn't want to go back because they'd be like, no, our songs were about moving forward. Doesn't mean you would miss a house you used to live in or you might remember a camping trip you took, but as far as going back to that time to live, no. So I need someone that's an editor. You can email me back if you want to do this. You know what? I was going to pay, but I don't want the person doing it for the wrong reason, so there's going to be no pay now.
Work like that.
Well, that's what they. That's,
well, listen, Bob. We've got a position at this bank, but we don't want you taking it for the wrong reasons. So we're not going to be paying you for it.
It's okay. I mean, I really want the job.
That's what I wanted to hear. Great.
Listen. So maybe like the part of the song that says, you know, imagine, or you know, we need to move on, or you know, any, I do, you know, it's your job. What do I care? You know, I'm tired of arguing with you already. No. So you know what I mean, like maybe 6 or 7 songs, and if you email me and say, yeah, that's something what you could do, like you might need me to explain it a little more, but we can do it through email. Okay. I want to David C, that telephone you sent us brings us more joy, and we haven't mentioned you in a month or two, and I thought I should, because the best day of my life was when I bumped into you in Chicago. Annie and him and his girlfriend thought I smelled good, and they came up with the phone. His girlfriend is a... is she really on the... She's... Wait, what? Hold on. I'm sorry. Joe's...
Please leave a message Joe's, after the tone.
Hold on. Joe's wife is mad because we're mentioning... Oh, hold on. Hold on. All right, give Jake a second. He'll get it. He has a little trouble with the channels. Go ahead. It's okay. I mean, with just the phone thing, but give him a second. You're doing a good job. You're doing good. Oh, that's like a call. Mm-hmm. But you're doing good.
No, I think I got it.
Oh, you do, you motherfucker. I wanted to spray him with water. It's the new bit where he's nervously trying to find it, and he's dripping in water, but he goes, no, I got it, which prevents me. I will not break the bit.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Miss... hello, is this Joe's wife?
Oh, you tell me.
Listen, can I tell you something? I don't... We love Joe, and we've been... Are you drinking? Are you drinking?
Are you drinking?
You said...
What time is it? That's right. Okay.
No, but that's right. What? Mm-hmm.
Yep. Just what I thought.
Listen, Joe sent...
Mr. Judge, are you got your robes on, Mr. Judge?
What are you not even making any sense? The kiss on the lips thing. First of all, play it so our audience even knows. We have a new listener today.
Oh, my ears.
guess it's the Tyler Show. So let's kiss on the lips.
That's the only one basically that we play that isn't Joe's, and he likes it.
It's disgusting to me.
Are you
disgusting?
On... Wait, what's
I'm
this?
Throwing up all over the place. My cats are all wet now.
Are you on coke?
Throw up on
what?
Your cats?
You're coked up, aren't you?
Hey,
I can
you
hear
know
you
what?
Licking your lips.
You got your habits, you know, and I got mine, and we live in our own houses. That's why we don't live together, you and me, Todd Glass.
You want to do something fun when you listen to her? Because it's what the audience hears. Sometimes I put my hands in front of my face or close my eyes, and then you just picture her in her house in Portland, just
oh,
so angry.
You picturing me? You
yeah,
sicko?
I am.
You sicko? That making you feel all funny
inside?
Can I
tell you something?
What?
Joe loves you very much.
Oh, God, I know.
But he can't take this part of you. He says you're too jealous, and it's going to...
too much.
Oh, you're drunk.
Too
you're
hard.
I'm going to hang up on you. You're drunk.
What?
Sober.
What?
So.
What?
So.
What?
What's your name
what?
In this bit? I forget. What's Joe's wife's name? I forget.
Just Joe's wife.
Joe's wife.
I go by Joe's wife.
Well, you should. I'll call you back. Okay, listen. So here's what we're going to do. God damn it. She's so angry at nothing.
She did seem upset.
Yeah. Upset? She's drinking?
I don't know. Portland, though. What do you expect?
I like Portland.
Yeah.
They have food trucks because they're forward thinking, and I stand by that. I said that on Getting Doug with High, and Getting High with Doug.
Ooh,
I
mean, yeah.
Wait, were you on that? Wowie, wow, wow, wow.
I'm the biggest guest on there because I smoke so much weed.
I dropped my resume.
You both. More quicker we get through this, we're going to be great. Okay, hold on. So that's what I need for the editor. Okay, I'm going to start doing a show. So, David, thank you for the telephone. Also, Kiss on the Lips is Custom Jingles. Is Christopher. What is it? CustomJingles.net. And I still love that jingle, the Kiss on the Lips jingle. It's still great. It's still, you know.
Yes, it's the Todd Glass Show, so let's kiss on the lips.
Just a nice, warm thing to say to people. So, thank you. And also... okay, hold on. This is the last thing. So I want to start doing a show because, like, the opening's, like, I don't mind if an opening's 10 minutes, but I don't want to – I did it when we would talk about serious stuff or what I perceived to be serious before the show, but now I'm in the mood to do it a different way. So what I'm going to try to do is call Irk Olson, who used to be on the show, Irk, and make – because we do this. We call each other 3 or 4 times a week, and I really thoroughly enjoy these calls with him. We're preaching to the choir, but – you know, it's still enjoyable. And like I said, you learn new ways to fight the fight. And I just thoroughly enjoy these conversations. So I thought, so I'll just record those calls now and once a month, twice a month, whenever I'm feeling it. Now you might be going, like, what type of things?
I just have a question for you, a great quote that I just came
Pause it. I know what the fuck it is now. Hold on.
I'm crediting myself for having
Pause it. This is a message I left him. Is that what he sent you? All right, I'll let it breathe. Go ahead.
We like you. It has to do with pussy and hot fudge. I don't care.
I want to be healthy.
Call me back. Where could you be in fucking wherever you live? In Iowa or Boise? Where the fuck are you at? At a local tavern? But you should be home. My call should be the best. You should have my call on a ooga, ooga, ooga when I call you. That should be my ringtone. Meaning nothing. I would have it like, because what else could be bringing you more joy than talking to me? I mean, I feel the same way when I talk to you. It's a fun call. You know, it's going to be funny. It's going to be intellectual. So what the fuck are you doing? I mean, I'm in L.A. It makes sense. You in Boise. What are you doing right now? Fucking a rake?
What was that last part?
Fucking a rake. Well, I do feel that way, to be honest. To George
that is a
Carlin,
big Idaho thing, right?
They all fuck rakes. Thing. And it's true. And I heard Don Merkel say it once. He goes, the guy sits in the back of his shed with a rake going, brr.
It's also my favorite James Bond movie.
Thank you.
Rake fucker.
Rake fucker, please.
Rake fucker. Give me a little more rake fucker.
Rake fucker, I need to know where I'm going. Hey, fucking rape fucker.
Hold on, I might have some. Give me some country music. Maybe we can do something with this. And then we're still in the opening. That's why this show, people are so jealous. Because they're like, this is his opening? I thought this was the show. No, this is the pre-show. This is like...
not even the show.
Maybe a little country music. I think we have some we put on the board. Little rake fucker.
Oh, okay.
It's about Eric Olson.
Right, okay. So when I was little and the rake stood high to the sun, I'd look up at it and think when I grow older, rake will have some fun. But my daddy said, no, no, that's not for you. So that rake stood there and the sun grew hotter and I just grew. And the years went by and the rake, it looked so innocent. And the nights were long and the rake said I was heaven sent. And I grew tall and said, hey, Daddy, let me have some fun. Daddy said, what? I said, that rake's the one. Oh, rake fucker.
Rake fucker, everybody. Take it.
Rake fucker. I'm a rake fucker.
Rake fucker, everybody.
Best blend of country and jazz I've ever heard.
Don't be. I threw Gabe. JJ. Oops, edit it out. That's the opening of a show. So I did leave that message for him. And to George Carlin... I do, no, and I guess when I break it down, I get it. He has things he's doing there. But I do think, like, what the fuck's he doing? Where is he at? The phone rings and rings and rings. What's he doing? Out at his neighbors, you know, sitting on the front porch on a sofa?
Living a stupid life?
That's how they live, these people. No,
with all their rakes.
People in Boise are getting very upset. Well, I'm very controversial. I can't help it. All right, listen. So anyway, this is the one thing, the type of thing that I would talk to him about. And on the show, because you think, you know, we just, by the way, somebody said nicely that, Todd, you know you're preaching to the choir. I found out later they might not have been, it's funny how so much can lost in text or email. They said, by the way, I'm still okay that I addressed it because someone thought it, even if this person didn't. So that's how the way I think. But the text said, Todd, you know you're preaching to the choir. Like, I took it as like, yes, yeah, stop it already. Someone else just said, like, you know we're with you on this. And I'm like, oh, but still, you know. People do sometimes say that, you're preaching to the choir, and I say it's good, and here's the reason why. If I didn't repeat some of the same things over and over again, I wouldn't find out, like I said last week, the new way to fight the fight. And when I was in Bloomington, somehow the conversation came up, because it does, and whenever it comes up, obviously I chomp at the bit to talk about it. Someone said at the girl that was with a comedian, his girlfriend, that, you know, my grandfather used to say spanking kids, and of course I was like, huh? And there I learned something fucking new. She goes, it breeds liars. And I love that. It breeds liars. Now, if you take a kid and you make his punishment, you know, because Dr. Phil says that all kids have a currency, depending on their age, you can take a currency from them. It might be a toy. If you say, I'm going to take a toy from you, wouldn't they lie about that? Yeah, some would lie about that too. No TV for a week. They're going to lie what they did to get out. Of course they will. But it also takes a decent kid that will go, if my punishment is no TV or this, I'll fucking take it. But I don't want to fucking get hit. Of course you don't. Mm-hmm. So it breeds fucking liars. And I love that. And that's a new way to fight the fight. It makes sense. If it doesn't make sense to you, then you're not thinking properly. Because there are a lot of people right now that are going, oh, yeah, it does. It would breed liars. And there's someone else trying to find their own truth. So something like that we could talk about for 9 hours. Were you hit? I'm trying to include you.
Like by a man or
by on the way here in a car.
I was spanked one time when I was a kid because I was mean to a girl I had invited over. And
by the way, that
like,
of course that doesn't
that's
mean
out of line.
Oh, shut that's fine. I love it that that's what you were doing. Okay, so here's the last thing, and then we're gonna play both of you in because I'm very excited. That was pretty short, don't you think? For me, how long was it? How many
that
minutes?
That was very short.
Longer than 12.
Well, it's your fault. You're the producer. Jetski. Here's my favorite part.
Colin Aristotle Jetski.
Okay. You're going to love it, the people over at the Melt. I love them there. God dang. And I say God dang because I don't want to say God damn it right before I talk about something loving. There is such a love over at the Melt. It's everything comedy should be. Once I'm there, I want to stay all night. There's just so much fucking warmth over there, and I love it. Don't
that
you feel it?
Do you mean the Meltdown show or just any show at Meltdown?
Especially the shows that I'm comfortable, they go to a lot, but I think any show there.
Yeah, it's nice. It's real. It's like well attended, but also laid back. It's great.
It's awesome.
Usually
so,
it's right one or the other.
Comedy.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the last thing. So there is a video. It's called There's a Farm. We'll play the song later, but what is the group called? Remember we talked about that? Oh, you wrote it down. You're like a detective.
The group's called Bonzo Dog Doodah Band.
Say it again.
That's why I had to write it down.
Yeah, I know. Say it again.
Bonzo Dog Doodah Band.
Later in the show, we're going to play it. It's the best, silliest song. We're going to close our eyes later, one of those moments where we just play a song and listen to it. We also looped a little bit. Maybe we can have a little fun.
All right.
But say the group again.
Bonzo Dog Doodah Band.
So there's a song on there, and that's the song where maybe the first
this
six...
This song is called Jollity Farm.
What's it called?
Jollity Farm.
Okay. If you're an artist and you want to go on there, even like if it's... You don't even have to be a good artist. I think if you're good, it's great. If you're not and you just want to express yourself, I'm going to use it for the pilot as a way to bridge from one bit to another bit. I'm going to play that song, and then I want... Maybe someone to put pictures to it. Just still pictures. You know, like say something about a cow. There's a cow. Then you just follow the song with as many pictures as you want. Send it in to us with the first 60 seconds of that song. And then we'll put your name up. It'll be sent in from this person. And then we'll use it as a transition. Okay. So that's that. I think I explained that pretty good, don't you?
That made perfect sense.
I've never heard something explained better.
Are you
honestly
serious?
If it was, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to embarrass myself, but that was an amazing
explanation.
It was like
an audio version of an infographic.
Yeah, it was like I felt like I was completely lost at the beginning of it. I had no idea what anything was.
I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Okay, we just want to talk about how you explain this. So
yeah, because as I said, I was lost. It was like I was in a dark
vault.
No, until you started explaining. It and then I was like, oh my god, it all makes sense.
I was like,
everything.
It was like Steve Jobs giving a very simple PowerPoint presentation.
I feel like you guys sometimes might, you know what's so funny? You know, I like to break bits. I just whispered to Jake, I go, I'm gonna say I have to go to the bathroom, tell them to over compliment me on how good my explanation was. And of course, you're fucking doing
wait,
it already.
Real?
We had already started.
I know, I love it. I love it.
I know, and then you never went to the bathroom.
I never did, but what do you mean, like? Because I feel like sometimes you just say, like, and I'm not trying to bring this up for you to bring it up.
What?
But, like, one time you said, I look 30 years old. And I thought later when I looked at
you. Are you not 30? Oh, my God. Did I say you looked older than you are? That is so embarrassing.
Hold on. I want to guess how old.
Is it 28?
Are you guys,
oh God,
swear to God?
I am so sorry.
Can I ask one question?
No, I'm 37.
Really? God, you look good for 37.
Really? Are you guys aren't just saying it?
No.
No,
you're in the business. You work at Funny or Die, so you know,
I don't work at Funny or Die.
What happened?
Well, I no longer work there. Now
wait a second. Hold on. I have something.
She guessed her boss's age wrong.
What happened? What happened at Funny or Die?
I left Funny or Die. I can't. I think I signed things that said I can't say what happened.
All right, that's
but
good.
But
we'll
I now
play
work
this.
For a true TV show.
It had something to do with a rake.
It's the Todd Glass Show. Yeah. So let's kiss on the lips.
Right, here's what we're going to do. Let's finish the intro. Let's go back to the intro. Well, maybe we won't. I'll tell you what. I make an executive decision. We're going to play I Can Help, take a break, get some fresh air and some drinks, and then we're going to come back and introduce you guys. And then we're going to start.
That's an amazing plan.
And I'm let me tell you something. To George Carlin, I rev high and I'm excited a lot on the podcast. I can't think of a time when I wasn't happy to be here. Seriously. Not ever not happy to be here. Because you know what? Maybe I'm going a little long here, but Mrs. Skinner is mimicking my hand gestures, which I like. You know who else does that? And I love it. Paul F. Tompkins.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it makes me, it makes me giddy inside. Because it's like, oh. what was I just going to say?
You were going to talk
about being here. About that it's that I'm always in a... Someone once said to me, what do you do if you're in a bad mood? I'm sure people have asked you and you have to do stand-up. Well, the answer to that answers the question of if you were... You know, I'm not in that much of a bad mood ever, but I get in funks. Mm-hmm. So what if you're in a funk? Let's say I don't really get depressed. Mm-hmm. I don't say that out of, you know, just out of respect to people that have serious depression, but I get in the funks. So what do you do if you're in a funk and you got to do stand-up or the podcast? And here's what I say. What if you do in a what do you do if you're in a funk and you have to get a massage? Well, it gets you out of your funk. Mm-hmm. Now I could see if someone said, "What if you're in a funk and you have to go, pay bills?" Okay, that I would be that sucks because you're in a funk already. Now you got to do. But when I'm in a funk and I do this, I'm out of the funk. So I'm always in a good mood here. Always.
My insurance actually covers a funk doctor. It's amazing. No, seriously.
A Dr. Funk?
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I wasn't in a bad place, but it was just like a funk. And so I looked up, they cover it. It's a PPO thing.
Tell me all
said
about
to
this.
A lot of, they said, listen to a lot of Parliament.
Wow. This is interesting.
Let me tell you, this is a more serious diagnosis. Oh. I think the guy would give up very quickly.
Here's what we're going to do. Because I like to showcase, excuse me. I'd like to. It also is a chance to hear Gabe Steiner play trumpet during this song. So we'll play this, then we'll take a break. We're going to come back and introduce you two. And so let's do a little bit of I Can Help, and then we'll start the show like that. Here we go.
Have the blues, let me help.
The Todd Glass Show, motherfuckers. That's right, it's my new favorite word.
It would sure do me good. Do you good, let me help. When I go to sleep at night, you're always a part of my dream.
Oh, we got the bubbles and the lights.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Holding me tight and telling me
there's a bonus. There's a bonus if you break it.
Don't forget me, baby. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you. I can do anything at all. Let me help. Let me help. Let me help. I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help.
How about that?
Wow, we just came back from that. Too much? Is that bad? Did I mess it up?
No, it's so real. Gabe Steiner. Oh, my God. We just came back from hearing Gabe play three hits on the trumpet.
Yay.
With no edits.
Oh, my God. We just came back from that. I like to fill the audience in case. We took a break after Gabe played the trumpet, and then I said, oh, we'll come back in like we just listened to it. And that's what... Oh, we just heard that, obviously.
That just happened.
That just happened. Nobody says that if it really did. All right, so listen. So let's play. Let's play Eliza in. Here we go.
Eliza Skinner's here. Eliza Skinner's here. Eliza Skinner's here. Eliza Skinner's here.
Could you sing along with reverb? Play. Hold on. Pause it.
Eliza Skinner's here.
Hold on. Hold on. Not yet. Hold on. Could you play? I usually don't ask guests to sing along with their own songs. It's embarrassing, but I think it could use a little filler because I wanted to do something a little bigger for you, to be honest.
Wow.
I did, because I felt like I'm being, you know what? I'm going to say, I don't want to overuse the term, to George Carlin, but because it was so last minute, so I'm to George Carlin, yes, I'm serious. I did. I go, oh, fuck, I want something bigger. But then I thought, well, you're here.
I'm here.
Normally, I wouldn't ask the guest to do it, but could you sing along with him and maybe fill it up a little?
Of course.
Okay, thank you.
Anything for you.
People listening and in this room are going to go, he's actually fucking right. Now, here's what Jake just did when we took a break. We looped it, so after it sings, it loops around to an instrumental version, then maybe he can play trumpet, and we can fucking make this something.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Let's do it.
But I need your help.
Yeah, all right, here we go.
And I like how it's...
Eliza Skinner's here. Eliza Skinner's here.
Yes.
Eliza Skinner's here. Eliza Skinner's here.
Yes.
Eliza Skinner's here. Eliza Skinner's here.
Oh.
Oh. Eliza Skinner's here. Eliza Skinner's here.
Wow. Take it home! Take it home! No, you take it home! Really? I swear to fucking God, I'll fucking punch you. Go home. Hit the note. Hit it! We're taking a break to see if there's shit in your pants, because if there's not, I'm not paying you.
Can I just say that song was so much better
than
that piece of shit you had pre-recorded? Like, it was really
hey.
Good. No, I was complimenting how good.
Great. Joe's wife's on the phone.
What?
Yes. Hello, Monica.
I heard.
Is that your headset?
I heard what you said.
Oh, please leave us alone. It was a joke.
Look, smarty pants.
You're drinking. You're drinking.
Your pants are so smart. And then
you're drinking. And by the way, I heard the message you left Jake, and you're hitting on him. And if you don't stop this,
we have a relationship that is exclusive to you.
I think
what?
She must.
It does not include you.
You're going. What?
What?
You mind
you're
your own
drinking.
Business.
Are you fooling around with Joe's wife?
No, I wouldn't do
there?
That to the show.
Is he
you
in
what?
Is
I wouldn't
he
do that
room?
To the show.
He's in the room?
Yeah, because you said when you were in maybe when you're in Portland, it could be fun to stay at their house for one night. And
yeah,
I'm telling you, if you're
a place to stay.
I know, but
fun.
If you're fooling around with the guy's wife.
I mean,
I don't know how you look me in the eye and ask me if you could stay there.
The only fool in this room.
Why do I feel like even though it's a bit, there's some help, it's going to be like, wait a second. What's I don't even know his wife's real name, and I'm embarrassed.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, I forgot.
That's disgusting, because I know your name.
I know. Monica. I'm going to call
Talk
you Monica,
less.
Even though I know it's not Monica,
oh.
But for the bit, it'll work. Right, back to the bit. Monica, you've been... Listen, you know we love what Joe does, right?
I love what he does,
all
too.
Right, don't
oh,
start.
God, he's a beautiful diamond. How did I let this butterfly land on my shoulder?
But you're going
to
scare this butterfly
to
away. You're going to scare the butterfly.
You are,
Mr. You're
Douglas.
So nice, and then you start yelling again. There's no consistency. Take a deep breath and listen to what... Monica, I love you.
Oh, don't get fresh with me, Tom.
No,
I'm not
I don't mean like
in you that way. I am a married woman with also a very private relationship with Jake.
Are you on coke? Jake's having a fuck festival. Are you going to go to it?
Hey, ladies. Any of you want to fuck Jake Adams? The Todd Glass Show. A real fuck festival.
Are you going to go to it? Seriously, it's not a joke.
I do with my free time what I
Stop
like
yelling.
To do. I'm sorry. If I have to take some vacation days, that's going to be on me. So, no, I will not be coming into work, Mr. Richardson.
We'll call you
Why
back.
Why did you
You're
call?
Drunk. I'm not Mr. Richardson. You're calling the Todd Glass Show.
Todd, how are you on the line with me and my boss?
about my lover. All right, we'll call you back.
You call me back.
Yeah, hang up on her. Jesus. I mean, something about her, I love her, though. Oh, she's calling back.
What?
She's calling back. Hello? I want to be on the phone, too. Hello?
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 Hello? Oh, there. Hello? Hi, Monica. Oh, he's new.
Well, these are these bells and jingles that are so popular on the show.
How does a boat sound? That doesn't even, that's not even, and I'm trying to
Hello?
Be patient.
Hello?
Can I? Just please don't make fun of him. Give him time. He's pretty good at it. Just don't get, he gets nervous. Look at him. He gets nervous. He's Jake, you're doing a good job, buddy. I swear to God. There you go. The dog. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
Hello?
Right. Hello?
Hello?
There you go. Good job. Seriously.
It's been more than 30 minutes. It's free now.
Monica?
It's free now.
What's free?
The food.
It's Todd. Do you know it's Todd Glass?
Good for you. I'm Monica.
Are you drunk?
Are you drunk?
She doesn't know who she's talking to, Tom.
You don't even know.
Listen, I feel like I'm taking the tip out of the envelope. The rest of it's on the porch. You slide the pizza under the door.
You have to be more clear with
Monica.
Her, Todd.
Monica!
What?
It's Todd Glass.
You don't get the pizza, Todd Glass.
Oh, she's drunk, all right. Turn her
she's
phone off.
She's been drinking.
I want to ask, and Eliza, I'm going to ask you a question about this. Because
she sounded drunk to me.
Should we not play these calls?
I don't know. I mean, it feels like you're taking advantage of it.
That's exactly. I'm being totally honest. That's how I feel because I think she's past the point of she's had a few drinks and it's silly. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it's pills also, honestly, if I'm going to be honest.
Well, you know. Yeah. I mean, you would know.
Because I do a lot of pills with the alcohol.
But you're fun when you do pills.
I am. That's when I do all my crafting.
Do you like to craft?
Sure. Yeah.
Can we play Troy in?
Sure. Yeah. Do it.
Are you okay? Hey, you know, people are getting jealous because I do straight on interviews. I'm like, hey, how's your day? How is your day?
My day's okay. Yeah, it's good.
Now people are like, fuck. Because it's like, I know how to, people are going, no, this is what people are saying. I don't even care because I don't like to perpetuate lies. But the word out on the street is like, oh, Todd Glass, he has the bells and the whistles, and that's his thing. And then people are saying to other people, like, oh, I guess he just does like straight interviews now. So now they're like, ah, he's fucking creepy. He can do what we do too. We can't do the bells and the whistles like he can. We can't have drums and a trumpet and music and bells and whistles. But let me tell you something. This is my fear. Here's my fear, and I'll talk about this real quick before I introduce you. Pause it. That people think that, and then they listen to the show, like they press 15 seconds 20 times, and then it comes back in with me again.
I'll say,
listen, folks, you can't hit your kids. Now, I told you this before. Then they stop listening to the show. They stop listening to the show. A month goes by, they go, maybe I could listen, maybe. I do think Todd's funny. I just can't hear him preach to the choir. Literally. 5 months later, they turn on the show. It's me. No. Just because a comedian should say anything doesn't mean he shouldn't have responsibility. You know. Then they go, fuck it, I'm not listening. 10 years goes by. 10 years! And they go, well, maybe.
So you're like early 40s.
Early 40s, okay. Right. Well, 40, I'd be 38.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'd be 38.
Ah, and I tricked you into saying your real age. You're 28. Everyone knows now.
28, she heard wrong, too. You are my favorite
No, in 10
person.
Years, you're going to be 38. You're 28 now.
Can I tell you, even in a bit, I love it. I'm rubbing my pants. And I don't know if that's a bad or a good thing. The spraying the water bottle bit. I if you ever said don't do it, I would not blink an eye. Because I don't know if I'd want to get wet during the show. But it is so fucking enjoyable. I saw you two guys. Like, it's all you got to do is go close on Jake's face when we're spraying water in his face. And let me tell you something. That bit of the guy that can't get this phone sounds right, now I love it even more. Because here, I'm going to remind you again, he is trying. When we're doing it, water's dripping from
his
face.
He's doing the best he can.
The best he can. And the way I look at it, he thinks he's on an audition and he's going to save himself. Like he might be able to pull out of this. And then the sweat starts pouring off his face. Let's introduce
Troy.
Here we go.
Well, Troy.
Troy. Bring it up a little.
Troy.
Everybody. Troy. Just you. Troy. Now the trumpet's fucking me up.
Troy Conrad.
I interrupt this. I have something I must play right now, and I'm not joking around. I need to
call an Aristotle Jetski.
Do you hate that?
No, I love it, but I like.
You have no idea how you got the nickname Jetski.
Yeah.
To George Carlin?
George Carlin.
Did you mention a Jetski?
No.
In my version to Jake today, I said that you mentioned that you were going to, you wanted a Jetski, and then somehow, because that's what I made up, I think, in my head, because I figured it had to be, there's some reason.
Everybody
did it used to be
Ski-Doo?
What if it was after all this? He goes, the only thing I can imagine, and I don't think it's it, is that I said I wanted a jet ski, and I was willing to sell my house and give up my apartment to get one. But I don't
but
maybe
that
that's
make
it.
Sense.
That's, yeah, that would
seem so random.
That wouldn't make any sense.
Mm.
Now listen, today is going to be special. Here's what we're going to do. I don't know where to start, but I'm very excited. We have a list of songs over here. Everything's good. This is what I do when I stall.
Hey, by the way, can I tell you, we did this in high school with a friend. We gave people nicknames that didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
We gave a guy the nickname Stiffy, but it wasn't like usually you do that because, oh, somebody had an erection. Like, he never had an erection. I mean,
ever?
Like in
Jesus.
Class that we know of. In class that we know of. I mean, he may have had an erection.
Wait a second. He never had an erection?
Ever.
Well,
we need.
Would you be, if I tell you a secret, do you promise you won't laugh?
I do.
Okay. Do you promise? When I was little, I would get an erection to that music. I would just start building up, and then boing.
That's so weird.
And then immediately go away?
It goes away right at the end. It's quite an arc.
It couldn't completely immediately go away. That's what I thought that was. And then boom, just completely deflate. Yep. All right, listen. God, we have part of our spring concert series that later we're going to play a song by the Rimrollers, and it's a funky name, but I love this band. They have sort of an old school sound, but yet they're obviously. Would you say, what, about 23?
I've never heard of them, but yeah, I think they about that age, yeah.
Well, we saw their video today, but I never heard of them before this either. But anyway, that's coming up later. What do we do now? Hold on, don't go anywhere. I'm fine. Here's I don't know what to throw. Is everybody good? Does anybody want to talk about anything? Because I'm a real show.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just talk about shit. Where are you going, Troy? Who, my business manager's on the phone? I don't understand why I have to do my show and people have to call in and ruin it. I mean, I'm having a good time.
Did you have a call scheduled for right now at this time?
No, I swear to you, I wouldn't do that to you.
Well, you know, you never know. People have to get busy.
Todd, you're fucking killing me here. I've been getting these notes about these conversations you're having with Eric Olson.
Yeah, hello. Who is this?
Todd.
Who is this? What's your name in the bit?
Todd.
I need...
It's me.
What's your name in the bit?
Tommy Charge.
My manager?
Yeah.
Tommy Charge? Proving that the movie, when Chevy Chase says John Cocktosin, it's always hard to think of names last minute. And I don't make fun of you. I more hug you. Because you're right. When you have to come up with a name last minute, that's why that line in that movie, what was the movie where he said John Cocktosin?
Fletch.
Fletch. Because it's hard to come up with names.
I've pitched that bit in like every late night packet. And people, I feel like people read it and they're like, what are you talking about?
Oh.
But just back and forth making up names where you have to introduce yourself. Like, hi, I'm Marsha PB Pot.
Exactly. That's great.
I think
great.
We've met before because you are...
Oh, how you doing? Johnny Jizzer.
Oh, Johnny.
It's hard.
I remember you. I'm Miss Jasmine Kalishaman.
Oh, did you meet my business associate?
Ronnie Mick...
See, it's hard. It's really hard.
But keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Oh, no. Well, it's nice to meet you. I'm sorry. What did you say your name was again?
Classic McEnglishman.
Oh, well, nice to meet you. Hey, this is my business partner that I'm here to introduce you to.
Mm-hmm. Pleasure to meet you. John Finkelstein.
Hey, let me introduce myself. Mm-hmm. I'm throwing myself under the
Please
bus.
Please do.
Oh, yeah. Charlie.
Oh, Charlie.
No! I swear to God, I'm not kidding. That's all I can come up with. There's no fucking way my name could be Charlie.
Of course
Charlie.
It could. I'm Cheryl Blastpad.
Can I see you guys do a name off? It's where you just are just saying your name, introducing
By the way,
each other.
That's what we're doing.
Hold on, that's what we're doing.
No space in between. It goes
well, no,
name,
I can't.
No, you have to.
I'm
to
so
pat
exhausted.
It out.
You have to pat it out. And by the way, I love this bit because.
Thank you.
I don't think they got that.
That's a Skinner bit.
That's hey, there we go. Why not, right?
Eliza Skinner's here.
Could you sing along with your own thing?
Eliza Skinner's here.
Yeah, motherfucker!
Eliza Skinner's here. Eliza Skinner's here.
Hide your husband!
Eliza Skinner. Hey, how about a little tribute to Eliza Skinner on the trumpet? Take it away! That, when I say take it home, by the way, that's how I like it. What you just, and he can do, by the way, the only reason I say this, and we're going to get my business manager on the phone in 1 second. I'm very aware of what's going on. I run a tight ship here. That when I say take it home, you might think, well, what if he can't do that every time? He can. It's just my inability to say take it home to me. That could mean 10 things to a musician.
I just love the idea of a really aggressive jazz heckler. Like the guy in the crowd is like, that wasn't home. That
take
wasn't
home.
Home.
Take it home. Take it home, but not great right away. And then the guy yells at you and you take it home. Go ahead. Come on. I didn't pay $50. Take it home. but that. Everybody in this audience might be shy to say it. I know what your abilities are. Take it home so everybody goes, what the fuck? That's right. Now, if your parents were here tonight, they'd be proud of you. Other than that, they'd go, I think our
You'd
son
still
just...
be a jazz musician.
Yeah, thank you. My business manager's on the phone. Go ahead. What's your name again?
Todd. It's Tommy Charge. Listen.
Tommy Charge. How you doing, Tommy?
I'm
know
good.
You by now. You don't have to say your whole name, by the way.
I wouldn't, but it seems like a bad connection. Here's why. We got budget problems, Todd.
Budget problems for what? Look, in the middle of my, let me call you tomorrow. I'm doing my podcast.
I just had
trying to make it believable.
I just had 100 people call me and say instead of downloading the podcast, they got to watch it on Periscope.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I don't sell it anyway, so what's it matter where they hear it?
I didn't think about that. But the other thing I want
to
talk about,
you don't pause to acknowledge your wrongdoing.
Well, listen, there's other things more important.
Oh, go ahead.
These conversations you're having with Eric Olson. Well, they're not going on the air.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that during my podcast. I'll call you back.
Let me tell you something.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
I'm getting 100 emails a day.
It was Jake's idea.
Saying they'd rather hear these conversations you have with Eric Olson than this piece of shit show.
I feel like right now? I feel like this is the same as if I had to do a show on television or the radio, having you call in. It sucks the creativity out of me. Seriously, I don't give a shit. I'm not making money to do this. I only do it because I enjoy it. Why don't you come over to my house and hang out with my friends and tell me I should talk about different things? I'm hanging out with friends. I'm having a good time. I don't want direction when I'm hanging out with my friends. It doesn't mean I'm a pighead. If I'm shooting a movie or I'm doing something like that, I get it. You got to listen to people. It's a collaboration. But when you never came over to my house once while I was hanging out with my friends and said, hey, why don't you talk about this instead of that? That's what I'm doing now.
Hey, you make a mean argument.
Oh.
I looked at the guy.
Well, no. This says it better.
Yes, it's the Todd Glass Show, so let's kiss on the lips.
Are you hitting on me? Go sit back down. You're making me nervous.
What else could be bringing you more joy than talking to me?
I mean that. I think that's true, but I gave him the same compliment. Eliza, move to the mic. I want to talk to you just as you, because I do serious interviews. Where are you from?
Idaho.
Oh, God. I don't know if I'm ready to talk about that.
Oh, I didn't know it was...
You wanted to be a really serious interview, right?
I want to be like...
I'm from Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, it's a dramatic interview.
No, I liked it where I'm getting something out of you.
Okay.
But
I'm from Richmond, Virginia.
1961 cigarette commercial. You're telling girls in an elementary school why they should smoke cigarettes because it'll make them look more glamorous. Can we get some crackle, please?
Listen, girls, someday you'll be a woman. And when you are, I hope you're a Virginia Slim woman. Because that's the kind of woman every man wants to wife. And then you get a boat.
God bless you. Who the fuck are you? Where did you come from? You know, it's like, shut the fuck up and then you'll get a boat.
Eliza Skinner's here. Eliza Skinner's here.
Play this just to shut Troy the fuck up. Seriously. Just so we'll shut the...
Troy.
All right, listen, pause it out. I want to play something for everybody right now. I don't know what this will inspire in us, but it's... Hold on. I'm a little nervous.
You seem like you're in a funk, Todd.
Well, this is the I Want Lady, and I thought about playing it for you, and you could act like her waitress at a restaurant. She just says, I want. She's listing all these things she wants, but I thought... So in the real video, I think it's good to explain this. We've done this before, but it's fun every time. I haven't done it in like 5-6 months, I think. Shut up. She's just... doing a YouTube video where she's explaining what she likes. And by the way, she has some really fucking basic good ideas. Like, seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, I agree with her. And she heard us do this bit already. And she got it. And I was so glad she did, because when she sits there, she's talking about things she wants, and she's right. They're very delicious things, some that you haven't had in a while. And you're like, but I thought, what if? And I like that she got the bit. The way we turned the bit has nothing to do with her. It's utilizing it in a way that wasn't meant to be utilized to make it a spin on it, but she got it. Someone said on Facebook she commented on it. I'm glad that she liked it because she's adorable. Here she sits into the camera saying, I want this, I miss this. But I thought, what if she was at a restaurant ordering this and you were her waitress trying to explain that maybe you have it or maybe you don't have it, but she just keeps going on and on. And here we go.
Okay. I want for myself not to share
a whole sack
of Krispy Kreme donuts, the traditional ones that are covered with glazed sugar.
Well, I'll stop you. We don't actually have Krispy Kreme here, but we do have to drive.
Braised oxtail with dirty rice and beans.
Okay, I think I can talk to the kitchen
chicken,
and
lemon chicken scallopini, veal scallopini.
Oh, that's okay. So two kinds of scallopini. I can talk to the kitchen and see if that... Oh, I'm sorry?
3-minute, 32-second poached egg toasted English muffin.
You do want the special.
But I want a princess tart. Why can't you find princess tarts anymore?
I honestly don't know what that is.
I want the corner of a slab birthday cake that's been covered with purple icing flowers.
God damn it, everybody wants that. I am with you.
I want prosciutto and cheese stuffed tortellinis.
Oh my God, I do too.
In a light sauce.
This job does not pay well. What am I doing here?
Caesar salad. Real Caesar salad.
Yes, real Caesar salad. Real Caesar. Do you hear that, Donnie? Real Caesar salad.
Oh, you've already been complaining about it.
I want potato wedges.
Yes.
And Taki Jack.
Yes. I am taking my shirt off, Donnie. Shut up. She's inspiring me.
I want real tacos.
I want veal tacos also.
Real Mexican tacos.
Yes.
There's a difference.
Oh,
real Mexican tacos in a soft shell.
I don't need these clothes. I don't need these shoes.
With beef and onion and fresh squeezed lime.
I want this also. Teach me.
I want a Costco hot dog.
Yes. Yes. I want all these things.
Caramel sundae.
We all want these things.
Just on the fringe.
Caramel sundae.
Being too warm.
Just a little too warm.
So much caramel that when
it's always too cold,
that it starts to tip over the side.
Yes.
But
yes!
I feel like...
It's been covered with...
How about we show a little respect when someone commits to a goddamn bit in this room?
We get too weird?
We show our
guests...
Got
too weird?
That, no. You kidding me? You did it fucking right.
Periscope.
You're driving me nuts. All he does is play his trumpet. Leave me alone already. Troy.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
You can be honest with me.
All right.
Talk to me. I want you to be happy because I know it makes you happy.
This
will make you happy.
I'll tell you what.
Will this make you
makes
happy?
Me happy? Well, I was just thinking about how...
I got to interrupt you because I think this is going to make you happy. Watch. Here we go.
Just the fact that you're...
Oh, no. We're going to do this? I love that. By the way, you haven't done this. Oh, my God.
I first met him in the classroom back in 1963.
It's just so silly.
We seemed to
be good.
We were mates, Mick and me.
Do we have the instrumental or not? Oh, we do. Shut the fuck up. Just listen to the words.
He wasn't all that clever ever, but Jesus, he could fight.
Pause it.
Saying almost nothing.
I want you to listen to the... what did you just say?
He's saying almost nothing throughout this entire song.
But guess what? Yeah. I want you to listen to what's going on, and then I'm going to quiz you.
Okay.
What's happening here?
All right.
There's a story.
I got it.
To George Carlin.
Sure.
And you're going to listen to it, and as silly as it is, later when the song's over, I'm going to go, what happened?
And I'm going to know.
You serious?
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Play it from the beginning.
I first met him in the classroom back in 1963. We seemed to hit off pretty good. We were mates, Mick and me. He wasn't such a big kid even back then at the start. And he wasn't all that clever either, but Jesus, he could fart. I first found that out in class one day when things were going pretty slow. And just to keep us all amused, Mick let this fucking ripper go. Oh, God, you should have been there. Look, I'd describe it if I could. But I just turned around and I said, hey, Mick, you're fucking good. And at the inter-school grand final on the rugby field that time, we were getting beaten. They were 12 and we were 9 and play was 3 yards from our goal line when the referee called a scrum. And Mick said, don't worry, fellas, we've as good as got it won. So we just locked ourselves down in the scrum and we held each other's nose. And Mick, our little hooker, he let this fucking ripper go. Well, it stung their nose and it burnt their eyes and it even scorched the grass. And I tweaked right then and there, he had a double-jointed ass. Me made the master farter. Put the art back into farting with his custom-tailored farts. Me made the master farter. Breaking wind with his double-jointed ass.
Pause it for 1 second. Let's not start it over. Can we do it?
Song.
I'm a little lost. I know that because of his inability, he farts. I don't really like that word.
Yeah.
He's getting people out of a situation,
right? What do you prefer to fart?
Nothing. It's just. I don't mind the word. It's not like I'm saying people shouldn't do it. For some reason with me.
So it's not like poop ghost or something?
Poop is fine. I like poop. You know what I say instead of fart? Because fart sounds disgusting.
What?
If I have to ask someone, because once in a while I'll be like, "Who?" I want to ask somebody because I think they did. I go, who's shitting their pants?
Oh, okay.
That
like
sounds
that.
Better
That's
than
less
me.
Less disgusting
It's less disgusting.
That somehow is. I agree
because
with you.
It's just the other one is so is so people think they can sneak
I don't know.
In.
Yeah, it's just
you
weird.
Shit, you got to shit, but you don't have to be at the gym farting on the treadmill, you dumb fuck. Farting is gross. Shitting is normal.
I think you don't say any word.
Farting when you're around people.
Farting is so normal.
I feel bad. Whenever I smell shit at the gym, I pick somebody who I perceive will smell like that shit, and it's always wrong and it's mean.
Yeah.
I go, ah, look at you.
It's always the hot, put-together person.
Probably.
Yeah.
Letting their ass. Okay. So I'm being. Now, back to George Carlin to analyzing this. I think what happened, and I love it. Did you try to listen, but then somewhere along the lane get lost, or do you think you know what's going on?
I think I got a little bit lost.
Was there a football game?
In.
Was there a football game? What happened?
Or football or rugby? Like the scrum. Yeah. What is a scrum?
I would say soccer.
And he's shitting his pants,
farted.
To cause mayhem? Do you know?
Yes. He burnt.
I really don't know.
What?
Yeah, I think it's a. That's why I thought it was rugby. I thought it was like a tackle.
Let me ask you this.
And they.
I feel like I don't. I want to be. I guess they say I'm a journalist. I think it's all crazy, but
I don't. I agree with it 100%.
Yeah, I mean, Todd, that's why you get the award.
A journalist?
Yeah.
Seriously?
I feel like one of America's top journalists today. Yeah.
I don't even
Who do
think
we trust
of myself
besides?
That way. I didn't know that. So I'm like Jon Stewart, I guess.
I mean, I would say Jon Stewart's like you.
Well, that's I never looked at it from that perspective, but I could totally see it. So should we listen to this? Be honest, to George Carlin, should we listen to this song from the beginning? Because I think who in the room thinks I don't need to hear it again? I listened all the way through. I know the story. For $1 million, if you were, and this is my go-to every time, if someone said you are going to win $1 million, if you're 80% close. To what basically happened in the story that's unfolding in front of you in a song?
I think
would you need
Eliza
to hear it again?
And
they're going to let you hear it again if you want. It's only your choice. Would you go, let me hear it again for the money? Or would you go, oh, no, I totally got it.
I think I got it.
Can I ask you, do you get more money if you don't hear it the second time?
No.
You mean so it's the same amount of money?
That's why it's stupid not to list. Well, no, but you get more money. You get double.
Okay,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, then I know it.
Okay, so can I hear it? Who was that? Wait, we have a winner.
That's
me. My God, you're playing. This is our new show. It's like that show where they used to have all the bells and the whistles. But this is show. So right now, for $1 million, may we have some... You're listening to... Mick the Master Farter is a song.
Right.
For $1 trillion.
That is a lot of money. Okay,
for $1 trillion.
Right.
Or you could double it and not hear the song again.
Okay.
Right now, if you ring in your bell, the bell that's in the room, the bing, bing, bing. Can we get the bing, bing, bell? If you choose, don't press it again, though. Okay. If you ring the bell now, you will get $1 million.
I have rung it a number of times.
$1 trillion.
Still ringing it, yes.
But if you don't need another clue, wait, stop. The Daily Double. The Daily Double. This has never happened on our show again. For a zillion, million, trillion, billion, trillion, dillion dollars.
Oh, God, I can fix my baby's legs. If you...
Give a tribute.
I really need that money.
Wait, your doctor told you that it would be $1 zillion trillion billion.
Well, yeah, I mean, she doesn't
it's
even really.
Not funny. People have problems.
Yeah, no, they're big problems. It's not even bones. It's just like sort of a sack of Tic Tacs in there.
Back to the thing. What happened in the song so far?
He had a friend named Mick.
Hold on. Now to George Carlin. Hold on. No. No noise. Everybody, right. Shh. I want to shut off all the bells and the whistles to prove I can do a regular show.
Okay.
Okay, so what do you think happened?
He had a friend named Mick. Who was
Are you
very,
being serious?
Yes, I am. He all was. Right.
So you don't want to hear it again?
You asked me. Do I?
Okay, go ahead.
I?
Go ahead. Let no, right. no, go.
He's very good at farting.
Mm-hmm.
They met some older kids. They got into a scrum in a game. And they were really worried because the older kids were bigger. And he said, don't worry, guys. I got this. And then he farted so hard, he scorched the earth.
I think you're right. Let's. By the way, to George Carlin, I think you're actually
this?
Right. Let's listen to the rest of the song. Let's listen to the rest of the song. Right. This is not a joke. I'm a journalist.
All right.
Fucking
it's
idiots.
Worth another listen.
No, I do a serious show. I'm not fucking around. People are jealous,
Todd, you're
guess.
Probably going to get a Peabody for this segment. And I'm not
kidding. I know.
That's what we used to call the kids who peed in the pool.
Yeah, let's hear the rest of the song.
You get
I love when it comes back in. It brings me pure joy. In. Listen to what I'm about to do for people. This.
Fucking go. Well, from then on in, I honestly thought that the whole show would be ruined. But he just winked at me and picked that tuber up just like he knew what he was doing. Then the maestro tapped his little stick to tell the band to start. Mick just shut his eyes and cocked his leg and then began to fart.
Well, you could have heard a pin drop that night there in the hall. And it's hard to say who sounded best, Mick Farton or Kamal. Then the audience just went apeshit. They cheered and clapped and stood. And Kamal smiled as if to say, hey, Mick, you're fucking good.
What was it? Now, seriously, do you think that you could tell, do you think you could tell what was happening right there? Because I think I know.
Like from where Eliza left off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Harry, this is Harry. You want to come over to the mic and put your headsets off? I'm sorry. I always forget to tell people. Well, it's a real show. We have headsets. We're not like these other fucking cheap shows. They don't have headsets. And I've been there. Yeah, they all have headsets, by the way. That's the joke. Well, what happened just then?
So I think there was a competition between a band and then Mick's fart and Mick farted. And the crowd was silenced by what just happened. And then somebody.
Wait, what do you think they thought his fart was?
I don't know if they were like.
Yeah, I know this one, and you're a little off.
I think I am a little off.
But you're close. All right, Jake, that's enough. I don't think he played a buzzers. All right, he knows. Jake, I'm glad we have a safe word. Potato salad. You don't need to play loser sounds. Our guests already feel more embarrassed. You don't need to keep playing loser sounds. All right, Jake, you know what? I'm going to tell you one more time. But guess what? You're pretty close.
Okay.
I'm amazed. All right, Jake, come on. Seriously. He knows. You don't got to do that. You actually were pretty close. But here's what it actually is. I want you to keep doing it. That's how much I love it. There's something funny about someone persistent about playing the okay, here. Let me go back. He was in, I think somebody forgot the trombone, and he was in the band, and then he just farted, and people thought it was a trombone, and they gave him a standing ovation. But I might have made that up. I think that might have been a dream I had.
I think if you made that up, it would be a pretty accurate thing to make up.
I think it was pretty close. But you know what? Harry is your name?
Yeah.
I appreciate your trying.
Appreciate it. Thank you so
much. Wow. A little embarrassing.
What does he win?
All right, Jay, come on. That's not going to make anyone feel
good. I
just
thought it was a good time because he was wrong.
So here, play that song again, the betting. And Troy, I'm going to tell you the truth. I do this for you. Whatever you want to do with this betting music, I'm letting you direct the part of the show.
Can I break down? Can I still break down the song? What it means?
Oh sure, sure.
Because
okay,
sure.
And Harry, good job. I hope I didn't leave you hanging in the wind over there.
Can we play that last part with a stick?
Hold on, pause for 1 second. I'm not live streaming the show anymore because Harry's mother is on the phone and she thinks I was a little rude to him. And I don't think I was. It's a bit. Like, I don't really care if he knows the farting song. Oh, Jesus.
What? It's just the beginning. I think I got it this time.
No, I'm not Jesus at you, Jake. You're fine. You do a great job. I'm mad that people don't... I can't have your mom listening to the show if she doesn't get it. We make a lot of jokes. But he's doing fine on the phone. It's all right, Jake. You take your time. Don't let anyone in this room... Well, a buzzer is weird because that's not even a phone effect, but I'm not even going to judge. Okay, there you go. Oh, yeah. Just be patient. Be patient. He's not. Okay? Oh.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I know you're Harry's mom, and I want to say that your son is the best.
I am Harry's mom.
Yeah, I'm just joking around with him. Are you drunk? I like
what?
That. No,
absolutely
it sounds like you've been drinking.
Not. No. Are you drunk?
No, you just, to be honest, I just like every character where they're drunk, so I try to throw bad direction your way. But let me go back. Harry's mom.
I've had a
what is your name?
Or two of wine. I finished the box, so I had to go in the basement and get a bottle.
Where are you from?
All over.
You.
Because it sounded to me more like distinctly Minnesota.
Okay, why are you calling?
Son,
I know that's why you were calling.
Son of a bitch.
All right, well, listen, I felt that way too.
What?
I did. I felt like I left him hanging. You're not listening to the whole show, are you? Be honest.
Well, no, I just.
Okay, I said to him, I said, I feel like
I put a tracker on his phone. And,
I know, and he's, you know what? I think he's old enough. He's 14. I don't think he needs you tracking his
phone. He's 13 and a half.
All right, well, he says 14 at the open mic
night. I'm from Canada, I think, a little bit.
I just think you're nice. And can I tell you something? And I'll pause the... Can I...
Yeah.
I like the sound of your voice.
Oh, stop.
Are
you...
Your son said you're single.
Well, I mean...
You sound so...
I
can I tell you something?
I have been alone for a while. I do have the dogs.
Can I tell you, even in the bit, I don't want to go out with her now. I was going to hit on her, but I thought, in the bit, I thought, oh, no wonder she's single. Because she's neurotically laughing about her
like
dogs.
That's like an improv thing, Todd. Like, if you give me the gift of telling me I'm single, I accept it and return it by telling you why I'm single.
Back to you, Troy. Sit down. No, you're always thinking about what you're going to do next. I want you. Oh, you want the phone. It's adorable. Sure. Come on over here. You can get up. Watch your headsets. Well, it's a real show. We have headsets. Okay, go ahead. Hello, who is calling?
Todd.
Who is this?
This is Brady Moros. I'm Harry's father.
Wait, you had time to think of that name. You were over there thinking of this bit, and that's the best you could come up with.
I want to say thank you for kicking the ass of my son. He needs it.
Wait, who are you?
I want you to be tough on him. I'm Harry's dad.
Hello, Harry. Let me put my phone.
Hello, well, I appreciate it because you know your son is the best, and I wasn't purposely trying to like leave him in the wind, but you know that's all. I appreciate it. You know it comes from a good place.
But he needs this. He needs a tough.
When's the last time you saw him perform?
I've never seen him perform. I tried to make him a tough boy.
Well, you know he's very funny.
Yes. Well,
I think he would love if he came
funnier.
Out and saw
he
him.
He needs to be funnier, and I think.
Okay.
If
well,
you...
hold on. I can't. Even though you're calling to agree with me, I think you need to be proud of him before you criticize him. He today's show. Thank you. Be the person that does it. No
I look at
you.
My...
can't get anyone to come in with you. You just get.
Yes.
It's a rally. It's a rally.
Yes,
but...
we're all clapping. Come on, guys.
Dead silence.
Come on.
This is
yes.
Weird.
We agree.
Yeah, we get it.
Okay.
Okay, listen.
I think you need to be proud
of your son before you call him the show. I can't criticize him with you because I feel it's a little dirty because of what you just said. Your son is very funny.
Listen, Mr. Glass, we do things differently in Russia.
All right,
in Mother Russia, we make sure that the child...
It says the New Jersey area code where I'm calling.
Yes, well, I've been around too. I'm from all over.
Oh, that's what your wife said, I think.
I'm just saying that in Russia.
I'm paying attention, you piles of shit.
How do you
Where's
think
my
meant?
Respect when I'm so diligent in listening to a very specific detail? Where's my critics then? When I magically go, oh, I was listening to what you said. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm not joking around. I've been doing this show for a long time. Pause it. All right, listen. Come back
Todd, are we done with this bit?
Yes, we
I have
are.
To go. Bye.
Thank you. Well, why did that bring me so much joy to realize you were his dad? Because it's the and he liked me. Do you think I did that bit the wrong way by turning on him?
No. I think you have to play the opposite of what I'm doing. I like that.
Thank you. That's what
but
I
also,
tell people.
Also, remember that I'm leading you to play the blah blah music.
Well, do you know this guy that runs and takes the mic out of people, like radio people, and he goes, "Fuck her in the pussy." Okay.
Oh, that's everybody.
Wait. Hold on. Can you back up for a second? I don't know what you just talked about.
What?
You don't know what I'm talking about?
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm okay with learning that's wrong. I really am. But I have a feeling. No, what I mean is I've thought things were funny, and then I've said this before in the show. Believe me, I'll make it 10 seconds. You see, what seems innocent leads back to a path of misconception and misunderstanding. But there's sometimes things are just brilliantly silly, and you go, oh, and that didn't offend anybody. This guy runs in front of people while they're interviewing, like, you know.
Multiple times.
They're doing a story in front of the, you know, we're here live at this place, you know. He doesn't do
well, this mall is certainly going to be busy this season.
Exactly.
As Christmas is right around the corner.
Grabs your mic.
Fuck her in the pussy.
Fuck her in the pussy.
Oh, I don't know what that was. I don't. Right.
To me, he doesn't say it's not about her. It's like just anybody just
in
the pussy.
But the thing is sometimes just like little kids are watching the news.
Okay, I didn't think about that. Let's make pretend that doesn't happen.
It's only 11 o'clock news broadcast.
Let me be like morons and block out information.
By the way, the guy is really careful that he only does it after 11. Yeah.
Thank you. And that's what I heard. But anyway, so Jeannie Most does a story on him. But we didn't listen to it yet because when we were getting ready for the show, I thought, I don't want to hear how she does this. She's addressing this guy that's going, fuck her in the pussy. And let's see how she does it. No?
No, I didn't download that.
Oh, remember that?
You can just get.
You guys think it's.
Yeah, it's real funny, guys.
No, I know. Right? No, don't get upset.
Do the rest of the show without any jingles, Todd. If that's what you want to do, no jingles with the rest of the show. See if you're still number one or whatever bullshit other jingle
that
I brought
in. No, I need you here. You're right. I'm sorry.
How sorry are you, Todd? I don't feel it. You know what? No, I'm just going to go. I'm leaving.
No. Seriously, I have to go. Stop.
God, this is so uncomfortable.
Ridiculous, Todd. Because it just
I feel like the whole show's breaking down.
To the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Basically 30%. What jingle, Todd? What goddamn jingle?
Jake,
what?
That wasn't me that even said anything. I did not. To George Carlin. That's even in this bit, I can say that. I did not tell him to play that sound effect on his trumpet. So, I get it. No one talks about the 99% of the time when everything goes fucking right. There's one song you didn't have it. I don't fucking
care.
For those
of my
own
codes, apologize.
I can't believe how much you fucking
profusely.
Get it. How many times you give the cue exactly what I need.
He's taking a little bit of a long time to
reconcile. And
quite
frankly, I thought that was... I didn't think it was right that he did it.
He's over-explaining. And now
that's nice that you apologize, and it's really heartfelt, and I feel like you really meant it. But the thing is, it still happened, Todd. Get control of your show. Now you have
Jake
full control, so you don't need more goddamn jingles. I'm out.
No,
years old.
Come here.
No.
Is he really leaving?
He might be leaving.
Jingles.
Yeah, it sounds like
he's
upset.
I can't let this happen.
He sounds actually legitimately
Jake,
mad.
Jake, you gotta apologize. Because all right. Let me tell you something. No, he's right.
I'm not wrong.
You're right.
I don't think they're going to be able to agree on this.
I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong. You're right.
Also not wrong.
And not wrong, too.
Exactly.
Both things. Yours more than what I said.
Should you maybe...
And I think you got to apologize. By the way, I love in the bit, the reason I have to do this is because I realize without the jingles, my show is shit. So this is what I have to do. No, seriously, Gabe. You need to apologize. That was disrespectful. Hey, let me tell you something. When you don't hit the notes... He never has played a jingle to signify, and let me tell you something, when I tell you to take it home and you sit over there and you shit through your mouth into that trumpet...
Talk to him more angry!
He never fucking once!
You think that, it doesn't even, I can't even hear you,
bitch! You motherfucking pile of shit! Let me tell you something, you come in here once a week and you fucking blow that stupid shit, and anybody can play the kazoo, you pile of shit! Jake gets in here at 4 o'clock, and he fucking works his ass off. And you don't have a right, you pile of dumb shit, to fucking play your dumb loser sound effect. I'll tell you when you should play your loser sound effect, when you don't hit the fucking notes.
Well, I wish you just said that from the beginning, and then, you know, I wouldn't have had to.
Yes. Yes.
Can I tell you, that might have been the most fun I've ever had. The fact that Jake goes, you don't even sound angry. I go, well, that doesn't give me an excuse to get as angry as I want. No, yell at him more. Wow. Okay, back to my serious interview show. What's new?
Yes.
What's new in
your
life?
Well, you know, I'm working on a show right now. I'm writing, so that's taking up a lot of time.
I heard you. Can we play, I guess you play the instrumental of this because it's one of your new songs that you, it's on your new CD. Am I
yes.
being?
Okay. Yes, my new CD. Well, I'll tell you something, and I promise that it's true. I met this little fella back in 1962. He was really cool, and he quite did the trick. He was a really fun little lad, and I called him Mick. Well, me and Mick and the fellas, we didn't have anywhere to go, and Mick said, hey there, fellas, let's all go up to a show. So we said, all right, that sounds fun enough to boot. And he said, oh no, they don't have a thing to toot. So Mick farted.
Oh my God, that's not fair to make you do that, but you do it fucking wonderfully.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay, listen.
For myself, not to share.
Okay.
A whole
no
sack
problem.
Of Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. We actually don't have any kind of donuts here. There. I am familiar. Yeah, I'm familiar, but we don't have those here. We do have some sorbets. If you're just what? Toronto?
I want braised oxtail with dirty rice and beans.
Okay, we do have rice and beans. There's no
lemon chicken.
We don't have that.
Veal scallopini.
We mostly do like waffles and breakfast items. We do like if you want eggs or any kind of
32-second poached egg.
Okay.
On
yes.
Toasted English muffin.
Yes, that we can do. Tart. We can do that.
Why can't you find princess?
Oh, I have. I honestly have not even asked if we have that. We might have it.
A slab birthday cake that's been covered with purple icing flowers.
Okay, that makes sense. A lot of people, anybody would want that. Yeah. God, I would love that. Okay.
I want prosciutto and cheese.
Oh my God, what do we do? Can I make a suggestion right now? Troy, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I wanted to hear
Troy,
if
I'm
you
gonna
had
give
any
you
suggestions.
I'm going to give you you want do you want I'm going to give you a
welcome to a Troy Conrad mini podcast. Rated number one mini podcast by the Mini Podcasters Association of America.
This is embarrassing.
Welcome to the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast. My guest is Eliza Skinner. Happy to have you with us here, Eliza.
Very happy to be here. Thank you.
Show? It's just something that we do. It's a way we pay the bills around here. Now, Eliza.
Right.
Have you ever performed on stage using an illegal substance? And if so, what was that like?
Right. Well, I have performed on stage using a very small machine gun, but that's absolutely the only illegal substance. And it would be legal if I had a permit, but I didn't.
This has been the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast. You've now fulfilled your daily requirement for podcasts.
Well, that's not.
And you can turn off the main podcast you have been listening to.
Oh, well, I hope people don't do that.
People have things to do.
It's bad enough you jam your podcast in, but to tell them they've filled. There's no daily requirement for a podcast. You're basically saying you can shut off my show because that's the one you're. My show pays for your show.
I'm giving people a choice. I'm giving them
a
choice.
All right, well, I can tell you one thing that's a fact. My show pays for your show. Your show doesn't exist without my show. You interrupt my show.
But I'm sorry, don't people...
It's a mini podcast.
Don't people get really sick if they don't hear enough of that podcast every day?
Yeah, I mean, Todd, in all fairness, from some of the things I've been hearing out there, you know, internet chatter, people seem to not enjoy this show, the Todd Glass Show, if it doesn't have
I don't like the way this bit's going.
Breaks.
And thank God I'm the star of this show.
All right.
Because I can stop it right in the middle of its tracks. The star. The star. The star. Okay, so listen. So here's what I got. Everything's fine.
Fred, can you give us... can you give us your philosophy of life in 6 words? Fucker right in a pussy.
Well, that's the guy who was interviewed. By the way, that's a true story. And I don't think that word's funny unless it's properly used. But I think he played that out of context. So this guy that's been interrupting the camera, fucker in the pussy, they did a true story on him. And at the end of the interview, the guy goes, he wasn't really making fun of him, so I enjoyed it, but he was seriously interviewing him. Like, you know, did you ever think you'd be, like, everyone would know you? And what, you know.
At one point,
he goes, what would six words that would describe who you are? Fucker right in the pussy, but he takes, like, 10 seconds to think about it.
Todd, would you do a I'll be that guy, but
serious
interview?
I don't think I can, but can we play the Jeannie Most? So Jeannie Most is trying to cover this guy. And I seriously, before the show, Jake pulled it up, and I went, I don't want to know how she's going to deal with it, because Jeannie Most isn't going to go, he says, fuck her in the pussy. So I want to see how they're going to deal with it. Do we have it?
Yeah. I just
got to find it. We can take
it. I mean, this guy's obviously stealing from Anthony Robbins.
No, I don't feel that way.
Can I tell you something? I swear to God, Aristotle is like, I turn to Jake, I go, I swear to God, I don't feel that way. Like, he doesn't have it on there. It's not a big deal. But, like, do you want to take a break and get it? Because I think it's worth playing.
I think if you guys talk for 26 seconds.
No, shut the fuck up. So not like Aristotle.
I'm going to Periscope.
Okay, wait. I have a better time to Periscope.
All right. Are you sure? Because we've got 7...
Oh, there's
8, 9, 10, 11.
People.
Are you having a good time? Oh, you were going to love that bit. It goes too quick, the time. It's 9:05.
Yeah, we got Todd, let's go till midnight. Now, I wanted to do an interview with you at some point.
Oh, yeah, we want to imitate the NPR thing.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what we're going to do then. Here's right. what we're going to do. All right. You good?
Yes.
I want to do a bit. Dude, we have a kazoo. Let's do this. This is good for... Right. Are we periscoping?
Right. Yeah, do you want me to stop and do it later?
No. This is a good one, I think.
I don't want it to interrupt
the kazoo
bit. You're
getting, like, tons of hearts. Like, so many hearts.
Shut the fuck up. Are you serious? Yeah. Or are you just saying that? Yeah,
and that's actually, that's like Bitcoin, right? Hey.
Yep. Well, you know, because, what?
It's like money. It's like money.
Bitcoin.
Yeah. Now, I do want
no,
to,
listen.
I think we're going to make enough time.
I'm interviewing. Okay. I'm doing the show.
Yes.
Can you move your pen off the table? It looks, you don't see rich people with pens on the table. Well, it's true. You know what's great about that? People right now could be like, "What? Why wouldn't rich people have pens on the table?" You're right, and we could argue it for an hour and a half. But if you don't want to be argumentative and you go, all right, I don't know why they wouldn't, but he's right. Alec Baldwin is not sitting around his house with pens on the table and gum and the phone. Life's problems are off of his table. There's an aesthetic that you get used to as you have money.
You have
your pen on the table.
Well, you just contradicted every painting I've seen of our founding fathers. So
thank
you know
you.
What?
Yeah,
our founding father, Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, you want to bring a quill pen? Then you fucking bring it. But you have a cheap, ugly, gross pen. A nice pen, I wouldn't mind.
Right.
A quill pen, I wouldn't care. But I don't mean to yell. So here's the bit. A long time ago, there was this – we haven't done this in a while, and this is truly a request from somebody who listens to the show, and I hope that they're watching right now. But I told this story a long time ago about – and every comedian knows this story, and it's about that when – from Sanford and Sons. What was his name?
Red Fox.
And is the show Sanford and Sons?
No. Yeah.
You sure?
Sanford and Son.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing a tribute to a legend, and I look like an idiot doing it. But anyway, I just want to make sure I get it right. So Red Fox is on Sanford and Sons, and you know, this is one of those stories that goes around, you know, and it's a comedian. Most comedians know it. If there's any comedian watching me try to describe it, they want to punch me in the fucking face right now. Except now they don't want to because at least I acknowledged it. So the story is that he's working in Vegas and a big crowd doesn't show up. And they play him on. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Red Fox. To me, and I think I'm right, what I love about this story, Vegas has the rep for running like the band. You tell the band, boom, they play him on, boom. They do what they're fucking told. They run a tight goddamn ship in Las Vegas. They said, he'll come on, ladies and gentlemen, Red Fox, you play him on. Bum, bum, bam. And when he says goodnight, you fucking play him off with the theme. And they don't fucking miss a beat. So he comes out, and there's not a big crowd. And they play him on. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Red Fox. Bum, 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 bam. Bum, 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 bam. Okay. Bum, bum, bam, 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 boom, so people can listen to it on there. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Pause. And then he goes, he looks at the crowd. It's a small crowd. Are we playing it through the house so you can get it? Okay. So he goes, 30 people? I'm not playing for 30 fucking people. And the band doesn't miss a beat. Here we go. Not so tight.
30 people. I'm not playing for 30 people. Yeah.
So, you know, it's just fun to... You know, he just walks out late. Give me some reverb. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Red Fox. No, I'll do Jerry Seinfeld doing it. Please welcome Jerry Seinfeld. Patience.
30 people? I'm not playing to 30 people.
What do you think? This was so much fun back then, but now I'm not feeling it. I'm not going to lie to you. But by the way, I love this. Go listen to the show where we did it, and you're all going to be like, it was a lot of fun. What went wrong tonight is the question. Why didn't we all want to keep doing it and doing it, or did I get in the way of that happening? But it feels like nobody, like back then.
I guess that answers that, Todd.
By the way, I'm happy to leave it. Go listen to the show. Find it. Now it's worth finding it. And you'll be able to see, like, what did they do back then? 30 people? I'm not playing to no 30 people. You can all go fuck yourself. Doing anything for me.
But wait, how did that end? How did that situation end when he went out and said that? Then what happened?
Then the band played him off. What are you talking about?
That was the whole show?
Yes.
That's the whole show.
Oh.
We didn't know that was the whole show.
That's the Oh, I forgot to tell you that part.
It sounded like it was leading to something next.
No. So what happens is, normally that means if he does an hour show, but he walked out. Well, I did say 30 people. Our listeners
you did
will
say
decide.
That. Yeah,
he walks out, he sees 30 people. He goes, fuck you. I'm not playing for 30 people. Go fuck yourself. And he walks off.
And that's
but
never
the band acts like, oh, everything's fine. He did his thing. I don't think the band needs to play that. By the way, I bet that story is sort of true, but I don't think the band in real life, if they were thinking, would go, well, things are not going right. We can't just play his outro music and act like everything went down great. You can't walk out. You piles of shit! Fuck this casino! Fuck it! Go fuck yourself, 40 people! You can shove it up your ass! God damn it!
Oh, wow.
Hey, what's up? Dr. Phil is here. Hey, I'm Dr. Phil.
Hi, Dr. Phil.
For the record, I put on a mask that looks just like Dr. Phil, but for the bit, the audience or nobody here will know it's actually not Dr. Phil. That's the way we're taking this bit.
Hey, guys,
oh, my God. Oh, God, I wish Todd was here to see this. Dr. Phil is here.
Yeah, I think he's a fan of
Dr.
Phil.
You're not...
This impersonation is heavily based on James Adomian's impersonation of Dr. Phil. Without James Adomian's impersonation of Dr. Phil, Todd Glass would not have his impersonation to do. Therefore, he feels every time he does this impersonation, he doesn't want to be like one of those people that learned how to do it from James, but then continues to do it without giving him the homage that he deserves to get. This bit is basically saying, I'm sorry for doing what James Adomian would do brilliantly, but when I watch him do it, it looks like so much fun that I want to do it. But let's make one thing very clear. I wouldn't fucking do this bit if it wasn't for James Adomian, and as I'm going to do it, I'm embarrassed that I'm not doing as good enough. The word out on the street is there's some comedians that watch him do impersonations and then thinks it's okay for them to slowly do them. No, if he picked out a nuance in someone that you would have never figured out existed, you can't just repeat the impersonation and not give him credit. Therefore, before I continue this Dr. Phil impersonation, it is heavily based. I'm not saying it's as good as James Adomian. I'm saying a few of the nuances or the rhythms or what he makes fun of is exactly what I'm doing. And without him, I wouldn't be fucking doing it. So any of you other comedians that know exactly what I'm talking about. I hope this gets back to you. Stop fucking doing the impersonation if you started doing it when you saw him do it. Now back to Todd Glass is doing his impersonation of James Adomian's impersonation of Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil, can I ask you a question?
If you're causing a problem and you're not the problem, then the problem won't find you.
By the way, I heard that James stole this idea from Todd. Now, I do want to ask you...
If you're in a gully and the firemen wash you out, you're not going to be scrubbing down.
But I didn't even ask you a question yet. I wanted to know about when it...
If you're
when
not
intimacy...
part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. And if you're not part of the problem, then your solution is your problem.
Well, no, I'm actually wanting to know more about finances.
If you drink whiskey, but you consider yourself not an alcoholic, then your whiskey might be your beer.
Okay, should my son play drums or should I steer him...
If your son plays drums and you don't play the trumpet, then you might be playing the drums to his trumpet.
Well, okay, now I don't know if my daughter should get a car. She's not 16.
If your daughter gets a car and she kills herself, it'll be your fault.
What?
Okay. Oh, I got
Jesus.
A little more direct with that one.
That is... wow, Dr. Phil, you really lay it all out there.
Well, let me tell you something. Again, I'm going to tell you this because I don't want people to misunderstand me. This is when I feel like I might part ways with certain listeners. I make fun of Dr. Phil affectionately because let me tell you something. On his defense of children alone, I think he is every ounce of his being on this planet is worthwhile. I don't care if, and I don't think this, but if somebody said, yeah, but 90% of what he does is sensationalism and it's a shitty show and why is he fucking interviewing? Okay, for the 10% of what he does good, every ounce of his being on this planet defending children is fucking miraculous, beautiful, heartwarming, and I will point you to a specific show to watch where I remember thinking that very specifically and see if anybody could argue with me. If I said, watch this show, you'd be like, wow. And I'll put that show on the Facebook page.
Fred, can you give us your philosophy of life in 6 words?
Fucker right in a pussy.
Well, that's true,
is that Dr.
No,
Phil?
That's not Dr. Phil. Okay. No.
Because
I was
you are right. Wow, yeah.
So here's what I'd like to do before I take a break. Does everyone feel heard?
I'm going to tell
you.
I'm going to share something.
If you're not feeling loved here, then I don't think it's...
Then good luck anywhere.
Good luck anywhere.
Yeah.
Because here, you're loved. Like,
I can tell. I feel good. I like being here.
I feel like I want to service you properly.
Oh, well, that's sexy.
Wait, that's a cleaner version of the guy yelling in people's microphones.
No, what I mean is I want to throw her, you know, Eliza. That's a good a
yes,
love song.
Odd.
That's
be Todd.
It's a love song that shouldn't be written. Mm-hmm. You go back and forth. You know, Eliza.
Yes, Odd. Todd.
There's something about you, Eliza.
There's something about you, Bod, Rod, Flod, Todd.
Eliza, when I look into your eyes, I get so majestical.
Incorporate the name bit.
Eliza. Liza?
Yes.
I love you.
Odd.
Todd. Eliza.
I love you too.
Oh my God, Liza, I love you.
Todd.
Okay, here's what I want to do. We got a lot going on. Thanks for the trumpet. It's great. You're going to get paid. You don't have to pipe in for no reason. Nah, I know what you try to do over there.
You know what, Todd? Don't. You know what? Benny's going to do it for the wrong reason.
He's jazzing it up.
To George Carlin. This is the stupid reason I like that safe word. Because it doesn't have to be something social or political. Just George Carlin means fucking all truth comes to a grinding reality. I'm kidding. I fucking love it. And I love that he played that. It's just funny for me for some reason in the middle of all of it to go, all right, you're going to get paid. But I love that he plays it. And everything you do is right, Gabe.
Can I tell you how hard the mariachi band that you hired about a month ago for the show?
We talked about this.
And they played – there's a four-piece mariachi band in the studio. And as they're walking out, they play
– They're walking out and they play their hearts out. And then I turn to Gabe and I go, that's how you play a fucking trumpet, you pile of shit.
Yeah.
But I don't really know what they're doing, so he calls me.
I'm down the stairs, and I'm watching, and one of the guys, the trumpet player, laughed so hard that he almost fell down the stairs. Like, he buckled as he was walking down the stairs, and I thought, oh my God, I'm going to have to catch a mariachi band coming down at me. And that's how fun, like, you made him almost fall downstairs.
See that, man? It's all I ever wanted.
You want to know a story?
Yo, can we turn his mic up?
Go ahead. I was in mariachi band in high school.
Wait.
Hold on, we gotta tell that in the microphone. It's not on.
You played in a mariachi band.
Like you'd mariachi around the field?
Let me hear what you see. So he just said he played in a mariachi band in high school. What would you play?
Oh my God.
You know my trick, like if you're a musician and you can't sing, you just have the trumpet player take it home for you.
Yeah.
Watch this. And can I get the new reverb? My way. Thank you.
That was good.
I want it a little louder than that.
You're a better singer than you think.
Shut up.
I'm not even doing a bit.
Really?
Yeah, it's for real.
Well, maybe I could. Listen, here's what we're going to do. I got a lot. There's so much to
do. Can I just ask, what if you said something that wasn't very fun, like that just wasn't very sincere in its wording, but you sang it like that?
Yeah, me too. What did you say?
Well, what if you said something that wasn't very appealing? It was very appealing, but you end the song that way, still with that nice tone?
But can you go in for the big close, like that one where you go, bum, bum? Okay, here we go. Give me more of that new sick
reverb. But you're not romantic.
Okay.
There's no music.
There's no music.
That shit. Fuck that shit. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to... Okay, I'm done that bit. That's okay. You be in the moment. No. Nothing can ever go wrong unless you try to act like it went right. I wasn't comfortable with that. It had nothing to do with your trumpet abilities. It had more to do with my bit abilities. All right, listen. Who is on the phone? This is starting to make me. Who is? Just open up the line. Don't even tell me who it is.
Just let him. Hello. Todd Glass.
Who is this?
I'm Eliza's manager,
oh,
Debbie.
Hi.
I just wanted
Debbie.
To say,
hi, Debbie.
I think you're doing an amazing job.
Oh, thank
you. I heard you doubting yourself just now,
and I
was like,
well, Debbie, I sometimes think I get paranoid.
I thought it was hilarious. It had to be a joke,
do you
right?
Think, well, do you
that
think
that was a joke?
Is Troy sometimes, do you think?
He's holding you down.
That's what he's
dragging you down.
Think.
Yeah, you're a hot air balloon. He's a sandbag. Toss him over. Fly high into the sky. You're a bird. Are you represented right now? Because I honestly, I just want to make sure you have a cloud to land on when your wings get tired. Todd.
Let's take a break and listen to this, and we'll be right back. Shut the fuck up. That was the best.
And dump it, and dump cake, and dump cake, and.
Okay, come on. It's the Todd Glass Show.
Homemade desserts, but recipes can be complicated and take so long to make. Hi, Kathy Mitchell here with my new Dump Cake Cookbook. Forget measuring. Now you can easily make homemade desserts in minutes. It's as simple as dump and bake. Dump cake and dump cake.
It's Troy Conrad.
Todd, can I tell you? Can I tell you something,
Thank
Todd?
You.
Eliza Skinner has done the last two shows. We do Setlist Monthly at the Hollywood Improv.
At
and
the
she
Hollywood
is.
Improv.
People cannot stop talking about her after the show. They're like, oh my God.
They're
this
just
was
like,
the most amazing.
Can I tell you something?
I swear to you. People walk out like a religious experience.
You know why? Because it's like, I'm going to tell you this. I say that, like, if I say somebody, if somebody on this show is in your neighborhood, you know, they're in your area.
Just walking like, around, picking up sticks.
You have to go see them. And that's why I think there's got to be a network and someone's going to do this. Mm-hmm. Where if you are on like a show, but even though you're not on it for 3 months, but you're on it, like I should have a place where I put everybody's dates up.
Yeah. Like if they had a talent page or something.
Yeah.
For,
and mention it because I only don't do it. But if you called me every time and you asked me to plug a date you were on, I would do it every single time. It takes a second to do. And I say the same thing like when Jen Kirkman was on here last week or Paul Tompkins. I'm like, I'm telling you, or Ian Carmel, if somebody is on the show and you're in your neighborhood, go fucking see them because, yeah, you're gonna
Eliza
really
has a show at 11 p.m. every Tuesday. Am I right about this?
Not every Tuesday.
Okay.
Second Tuesday of the month.
Second Tuesday of the month.
Next one's going to be an all-star
Where
with all
at?
My winners at the UCB Franklin in L.A.
But it's improvised.
It's a freestyle rap battle between comedians. So it's all improvised rap.
And when is
God.
It?
Second Tuesday of the month. You want to do it?
No, I couldn't. I'm being nervous.
It's like 8 Mile stuff.
I know, right? you think I'm a good singer, but...
Yeah, you are. Right, so you should do Piano Bar, but I don't know when we're going to do that again.
This is part of our winter concert series.
Okay.
So let's just put some all reverb right. in this and close your
that
eyes.
Feels a great
can we get it darker in here?
Winter.
Sure.
Like almost off. Almost off. And Gabe, if you can come in on the trumpet anytime, let me try your trumpet. Just blow it into that thing. I want to see if there's reverb in there. A little bit.
God, it feels like winter.
Okay.
Ooh,
here we
moody.
Go. Perfect.
Moody.
Now listen, just I don't know why this song has a lot of soul to me. And the guy, Paul Anka, he's 72 years old, 74. 74, I think. And here he is on the show, like live, like, you know, an old crooner.
It's just a I still know it's a crazy love. Crazy love. It's just a crazy love. from the start, upset my heart with your crazy love. Everything's wrong, heaven above, set me free from this.
Enough, enough, enough. I have a treat. That was very beautiful, by the way. And beautiful job. Gabe is your name, right? Kidding. On the trumpet. Do ants get mad? We'll find out your opinion when you come back. Sure, I do a fucking goddamn real show, and people are shitting in their fucking pants right now. They're like, shut the fuck up. Nelly just throws out these interesting, we'll take your calls. 356-4100. Do ants get mad? Do they have feelings? What do we know about other bugs on this planet? Cheryl from Rancho Cucamonga, do ants get upset?
Yeah, I think ants absolutely get upset. I mean, I would get upset if I only got to eat garbage or old juices and stuff that got dropped on the ground. So, yeah, they are upset. Obama, thanks a lot.
It wouldn't be radio if you didn't tie it into Obama at the end.
Troy, I'm going to give you everything you want. I want you. We go in for the home stretch right now.
Really? Oh, geez.
But at the end of the show, you're both going to feel, even if there's points where you're like, believe me, I cut my rim rollers, Paul Anka song. I was going to lie and say that was the rim rollers, so you guys would think, oh, that's really cool. Like, but whatever.
The real throwback.
So I'm going to give you guys both equal time. So what I'd like to do right now is give myself something, since I'm so nice to everybody else. What? You're going to love this song.
Bringing you more joy than talking to me.
Well, I feel I should be embarrassed that I said that on his machine, but I do own it. This is a song that a few nights ago, Nick Lipa, who sometimes takes pictures on the show, that's how most people know Nick from stopping by, hasn't been by in a while. He played me this song, and it was the one that we talked about in the beginning of the show that I wanted people to put pictures to. Do you know the one I'm talking about? It can't get any happier than this. Like this, just I tried to do that with the rim roller / Paul Anka, but this one, yes, no, not the Assumption song.
I know what you're talking about.
It's about there's a farm. Yeah, there's a farm. Not the loop. We'll play the loop second, but there's a farm.
There's a farm called Misery, but of that we'll have none.
May pretend you're
because we know a farm.
Relax.
That's always lots of fun.
Aha.
And this one's name is Jollity. Believe me, folks, it's great. For everything sings out to us as we go through the gate. All the little pigs, they grunt and howl. The cats meow, the dogs bow wow. Everybody makes a row.
Pause
down
it.
On Jollity Farm.
If you're not enjoying this, then you're not doing what I want you to do. And I'm being very aggressive to the listener right now because I think 90% of the listeners are getting it. The other, what's going on? No. Stop. If we have to put more reverb in it in this studio, because then I think helps that get people where I want them to get, close your eyes. Because the other night I was laying on the sofa and all of a sudden I started listening to this song. I'm like, shut the fuck up. This is pure joy. This is high candy times 1,000 on acid. This song is just ridiculously silly. So listen. Now put some reverb in it. Let's play the rest of it. More reverb.
All the little pigs, they grunt and howl.
Grunt, howl, grunt, howl.
The cats meow.
Meow.
The dogs bow wow.
Woof, woof, woof.
Ruff, ruff.
Everybody makes a row down on Jollity Farm. All the little birds go tweet, tweet, tweet. The lambs all bleat. Shake
bam.
Their feet.
Shake those feet.
Everything's a perfect treat down on Jollity Farm. Regular as hell. The cocks
that song, do this. Ba, 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 ba. Now we only have this. Ooh, hoo, ha, la, la, la. Oh, what's going on now? Now there's no words. Ah, oh, ah,
All the little ducks on Blueberry Street, they yup, 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 and they beep, beep, beep. All the little lambs on the farmy farm, they go walk, 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 walk.
All little snakes go ss, 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 ss. All the little cars go beep, 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 beep. All the little people go, I have a problem, something is wrong, why can't I get it? All the little ladies go, I need help, why am I not paid as much as the men? All the little children go, I shouldn't be hit, never, never, never.
All the little lambs go, hoo, hoo, ha. This is, you know what, some people might say singing might be overrated, because I think right now, this song would bring people all the joy they needed. Even me doing it. All the little dog go, la, ka, ka, oh, ka, ka, oh, ba, ba. Everybody's happy when they hear my voice. Listen to my voice, so you bought this record. Now I know, ha, 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 hoo, hoo, ha, ha, he, he, he. Wait, that's enjoyable,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's not that hard singing, is it? Right? It's overrated.
Yeah, pretty easy. If you'd like to make a pie, then you get a little fruit, and you get a little crust, and you put it all together. If you'd like to make a cake, then you just have a pan, and you ice it at the end. Yay! People like stuff.
You're just saying it doesn't matter. It's like, just give them what
just
they want.
Just think of something happy and just say some stuff.
People already have enough trouble. They don't need to hear their songs, people crying and complaining about life. Like,
although people like that sometimes, too.
What?
We're just having a conversation with Reverb over the song now.
Well, no, that's okay, because I think if you're going to complain, you should at least make it happy.
If you have a little complaint, then you do, and you do the thing, and yes, it's true. And people like catharsis also. They like to be like, oh, I feel, and everyone feels, and we're all feeling.
I know what people feel. Fade the music out. Shut the fuck up.
It's all good for you.
Wow.
I have like a bunch of songs I want to send you now.
My guest?
No, I ain't doing my. I just found out my podcast numbers dip between 45. I'm not doing a podcast for 44,000 people. Fuck it, I'm done.
I don't know what that
is. No, I'm not. I'm not.
No, you're 10 people.
Oh. I'm not doing my podcast for 44,000 people.
That cue was the best thing. That was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
It was like a kindergarten play.
It's written down on a piece of paper, but then Todd has to basically reenact the entire musical structure.
Because, hold on, pause it, because I don't have it written down, in all fairness to Jake, of something he would recognize.
He says 10 people.
10 people.
Right, but
I ain't
funny.
Playing for no 10 people. I never say 10 people in that bit, right, but I do have 10 people
written
down.
So it's a mislabeled.
It's a mislabeled.
I love
jingle.
How that played out.
Do you want to do the NPR thing? See how fucking good I am?
Oh, yeah. That's what I was almost going to lead it.
I know.
Let's do it. Oh, no, we don't need that.
Oh, guess what?
Welcome.
Hold on.
Yeah.
A little tribute to George Carlin. I have a produced show, assholes. It's a produced show, you fucking piles of shit.
Wow.
Wow, Todd, this is impressive.
Shit, piss, fuck, coke. Cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits.
Oh, my God.
Shit, piss, fuck, coke.
George Carlin, everybody.
I love guys named Todd.
Oh. Hey, what's the matter with your bang and your bong and your...
I love words.
I love words. Listen.
I love, as I say, they're my work, they're my play, they're my passion. Words are all we have, really.
You only have words, he said.
New Nabisco tits.
Nabisco tits, he said.
Yeah.
I'ma get your love, I'ma get your love.
Edward.
It's all yours now.
I'ma get your love.
I love guys named Todd.
Come and get your love. Come and get your love.
That's the right, exact right amount.
Yay.
I do it right. I know what people need. I know.
Be nice to everyone that you see. You never know who your friends could be. Don't be rude. I mean it, dude. It's time to change your attitude. Be na 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 na. Be nice to everyone. Na 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 na. Be nice to everyone.
Now that. That is, of course, the intro music. We use the same song as the outro music to this new segment on my show called Be Nice to Everybody. We're going to play me out on this.
That's so nice.
Well, sometimes we forget, even in the comedy community, someone moves here from Florida, maybe Detroit. And, you know, you bump into them at the improv, but it works for everything. Maybe there's somebody. No. Let me get this out. All right. Come on. I think I'm trying to say something nice. So what I'm trying to say is. Oh, well, if you're at the improv and somebody's going to, you know, new, you go over, you say, hey, how you doing? Welcome to L.A. Like, it takes 5 seconds. All right. You know what? I'm trying to be nice. Okay, I'm glad that makes you feel good. But listen, I'm not going to give up. And here's what I'm trying to say. It's like, let's say you're at your office and somebody moves here from another town. All right. If that makes you feel good. I don't know how it does. But if somebody comes and they're, like, new in your city, it takes such a little bit of time on your part to go, hey, welcome, and how's everything going for you?
You done?
So all I'm saying is if it doesn't have to be at the improv. It could be your work's potential. All right, you know what? Take 10 seconds when you see somebody you don't know how it can change somebody's life to be welcome somewhere.
Wrap it up.
All right, play my outro. I'm tired of being nice. Play the outro. Be nice to everybody song.
Be nice to everyone that you see. You never know who your friends could be. Don't be rude. I mean it, dude. It's time to change your attitude. Na-na-na-na-na, be nice to everyone.
All right, guess what this means? We're going to do the NPR thing. How professional am I? You want to vomit all over my face?
Yeah, so it's professional. Amazing.
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
I play that in the room that loud, and the audience at home goes, it needs to be that loud. That says, I'm not fucking around. And I'm going to tell you, that's as loud as it could be. And it happens probably because that's a very bassy song and it sounds okay loud. It's loud and you know it's loud and it fills the room, but yet it's not so much treble where it annoys you. It just almost feeds your soul. Well, maybe I just bared mine.
I think that conveys to the home listener.
Yeah, the Todd Glass Show voted number one. It reminds everybody in this room, sit up!
Yeah.
And fucking give 100%. You're not dilly-dallying through some other jackass fake podcast where they got their producer sitting at the table. Our producer's in another room. He comes over the PA system, not through our headsets. Thank you. Now listen.
That's that.
So here's what I'd like to do. Here's what I'd like to do. The NPR bit, let's set that up. Oh, yeah. I got a little carried away.
Well, I was just
going
to organically run into it when you're talking.
Well, I don't like
we'll
to. You know,
what?
You like to organically run into bits. I like to overly set them up.
Let's do that.
So let's do that.
You like The Odd Couple. You like that TV show, that play, The Odd Couple.
By the way.
One of them likes to set up bits. The other one likes to just organically have them happy.
On The Odd Couple, who's the guy playing Oscar?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Close, but no, it's not Freddie Prinze Jr.
Tony.
Little younger.
Tony Younger?
Yeah, no, not
no.
younger, but more, yeah, not, he's a white guy.
Oh, Freddie Prinze Jr.
Okay, well, no, it's not.
No, it's Tony Randall.
No, in the new one. The new one.
I don't know the new one.
The one that just came out?
Oh,
yeah,
Thomas
that
Lennon?
One.
Yeah. No, it's Freddie Prinze Jr.
You say, all right, he's so cool. He just says Freddie Prinze Jr. for a lot of, last week
it's
I
Ryan
asked him,
Phillippe.
I go, who wrote the Monster Mash, which was a dumb song.
Which was Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh, God, that's a great song.
Tony Orlando.
No. Seriously, wait. I want to get a,
Orlando
I'm being
Bloom.
Totally serious here, to
yeah,
potato
yeah,
salad.
Yeah.
I need to. Who is the famous crooner that wrote My Way?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
That actually
who was the
Freddie
star
Prince
of the
Jr.
Roseanne Barr show in the 80s?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
I didn't know that he had that.
Are you
kind
being
of career.
Serious?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Well, now you're not even listening.
I mean, I feel like he's not spending enough time on IMDb.
Listen, here's what I like to do because I'm professional. So the NPR bit is this. It's one of those interviews where. You set the interview up, but you roll in pre-recorded pieces of
pretending to
right. You don't pretend.
We just
to.
Organically did this on a show, and I've always wanted to do it since.
But
then.
It's fun. It's fun because, and I love doing it.
Yeah,
so I'm setting
it's like
it up.
A made up thing.
I'm setting it up because
I love it.
It's the sort of the mock of the NPR
it's
thing,
yeah.
Which by the way we're not making fun of. I love it. It's a style that's so
tribute.
it works. It's like recently we sat down and then they just have the footage. So when they ask a question to you or whoever you're going to point it to, we'll just we'll take your direction. It comes right in because it's a queued up, you know, thing. And then he goes, recently I got a chance to sit down with you, and the thing, and then it just goes right into it. So I'll put my phone. You can probably use your phone. I'll use mine. Okay. So I'll let you. All I don't know what you're doing.
Okay. Yeah.
With
we'll
it,
just
but,
go with it. Welcome to the show. My guest is Todd Glass. I'm very happy to have you with us today, Todd.
Well, it's good to...
Todd, I have one question for you. You are the star of the Todd Glass Show, and obviously it's a difficult time in podcasting. How difficult was it? What kind of struggle did you go through?
I've always enjoyed the podcast, and, you know, the thing, I always thought it was like, you know, here's radio, a very popular forum, and then along comes in something that says, what if radio had the purity of stand-up, and in one clean sweep, they managed to do that.
I spoke with the first booker of Todd's Comedy Club, Winnie Wiseman, and she was able to give us a little bit of history of the first time Todd came into the club.
Listen, when you book in a club, you never know what you're going to get. You never know who's going to come in the door. And then suddenly one day, bam, boom, the door opens. I don't know if it's wind. I don't know if it's rain. I don't know what it is, but it's a fucking force of nature. That's what walks in my door. I'm telling you this. It's not just one Todd Glass. It's a million. You don't get one. You get all of them. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a lot of people. Where are my cigarettes?
I was able to luckily speak with the husband of Winnie, and he was joining us in New Jersey via teleconference.
When my wife took over the club, she had a nervous breakdown about a month later, and I thought she ran the club into the ground. To this day, she'll deny it. And she feels one way, and I feel another. She had a different story about Todd Glass. My remembrance of him was always to be okay to work with and a funny man. But if you listen to her, she makes it sound completely different. She thought everybody was hitting on her.
I spoke with someone else who had a different opinion of Todd Glass, Todd's sister.
I feel like Todd is really following his dreams right now, which is... It makes me feel good for him. It makes me sad a little bit that he feels the need to do that, you know? Like, I just wish he would have a normal life.
What the fuck is my sister so negative for?
I just wish that he would have, like, you know, like a dog or like some sort of a trailer. Like,
I have a dog.
Do you have a trailer?
Yeah, I have to interrupt the bit.
No,
I have to, because I can't listen to this shit anymore.
I'm going.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'll let it go back to you.
Wait, really? Okay.
No, I don't really. I can wait.
Okay.
But it is hard to hear the lines.
All right. I spoke with the dog breeder that made dogs especially bred for Todd Glass and how he was able to do that.
Well, the Glasses wanted me to take a real labradoodle and fuck it myself. To eventually have the smartest dog to ever live. And I said, I won't do it.
I spoke with Linda, the parole officer who first worked with Todd Glass, and why she gave him a pass, his first violation.
You can tell with some people if they're going to offend again. And some people, you can tell, they never offended in the first place, and the system made a big old mistake. And then there's some people that you're like, well, they screwed up. They're not going to do it again because they learned a lesson. I would put Todd Glass in that category, that last one, probably the last. So I said, you know, I believe in you. People need that. They need somebody believing in them.
I was lucky enough
to... Especially children.
I was lucky enough
to... Oh, my God. Wait. All your voices are great from the half a second in. You're like, oh, it's so ear-piercing and exactly what I want for the bit. Like, you take good comedy goddamn direction.
Oh, thank you.
If I was a big star...
Thank you.
You know, let me tell you something. Seriously, if I was like... it's a high praise, I hope, if I end up having a career where I would be directing movies. But you know how directors have certain actors they use over and over again? Probably because comedically, I would use guys like you and Eddie Pepitone.
I'm the Parker Posey to your Christopher Guest.
Thank you. Okay. There you go. Well, that basically, there's some truth to that. Yeah, like, I feel like there's certain people that take, like, silly comedy direction fucking great.
Hun, who, he, her. Hun, who, he, her. Hun, who, he, her. Hun, who, he, her.
This is meditation.
What?
Jeannie Moss. She's talking about... Fuck her right in the pussy. This is Jeannie Moss talking about it. Sure, I know what I'm doing.
Reporters are used to being interrupted.
As they did 1 week ago.
But this is downright nasty.
It's happened to me about, I would say, a dozen times.
A phrase so dirty, some reporters refer to it by initials.
So the last time I had an effer and the pee, as we call them.
Sometimes it even happens more than once in the same live shot.
People having their good time on...
Fuck her in the pussy.
Very unfortunate, Tanya. I'm sorry you had to put up with that.
Finally, there came a reporter who wouldn't put up with it outside a soccer game in Toronto.
2-1 is better than...
Hey.
City News reporter Shauna Hunt turned from the offender to other guys she suspected.
Were you guys waiting around to see if you could effer and the pee me live on TV?
Yes.
Is that what you were waiting?
Not you, but yes.
It's a disgusting thing to say. It's degrading to women. And
but
you
where
would
else are you going
to
do it?
You would humiliate me on live television?
Not you.
Are you actually filming this?
Well, because you know what? I'm sick of this. I get this every single day, 10 times a day by rude guys like
you. I'm sick of it.
And then this guy... the mistake of chiming in.
It is f***ing hilarious.
He even mentioned a vibrator.
You're lucky there's not a f***ing vibrator in here.
If your mom saw you...
my mom would die laughing eventually.
But you know who didn't die laughing? That guy's employer, Ontario's electric provider, Hydro One, fired Sean Simos from his $107,000 a year job.
Good.
Saying he violated the company's code of conduct.
He violated our code of
Ontario's
conduct.
Ontario's premier jumped into the fray, tweeting, whether or not it's caught on film, sexual harassment at work is no joke. One guy who still thinks it's a joke is the man who started it by pretending to interrupt fake reporters.
Anyway, is not a sexual assault toward women. And it's just something funny because you don't say that on television.
He sells it on T-shirts for $22. He's not giving what this City News reporter got the most recent time she heard the phrase yelled.
When I turned around, to my surprise, it was a child I would peg at about between 9 and 10 years old. And I asked for an apology. He actually apologized.
That is one sorry expression.
Disregard that!
Ginny Mo, CNN.
You know
it's
what?
It's funny. You look like an
this
idiot.
Is when, this,
New
this,
York.
This is when I like to George Carlin, because to George Carlin, I'm probably wrong. Like, it might not be... Is it? It's wrong, right?
What?
I'm being totally serious. The guy jumping in front of him and go, fuck her in the pussy. It's
well,
I feel, matter of fact, I feel like
business.
If I'm wrong, I'm a moron, because really, Todd, it takes you some thought to get there.
Well,
really, but, you know, then I have to sort of make fun of myself and defend myself. At least I'm able to go, oh, yeah, why do I think that's funny? Like, that's... And by the way, defend it if it's right, too.
No. Well, it's both. I think that it's dumb and funny, but the things that make that the worst thing to say, that's what's wrong. Do you know what I mean?
I do. Like, yeah, like they're making it way bigger of a deal because they're annoyed by it than is really like they ignored some genocide in Syria to report on this guy yelling stuff in microphone.
Well, I thought
saying?
It was
no,
funny.
No, I'm saying that like the societal thing that like pussies are gross and you want to fuck people right in the pussy instead of just like, you know, if it was an equal opportunity, if it was like dumb stuff about dicks and pussies, then they sure fine whatever. But the fact that it's always fuck her right in the pussy, then it's like all right.
There's
I mean
no
it's
balance.
Absurd, but it is like always and a like it's always the same thing. That's
yeah.
What
we brilliantly said.
I would just say what like
seriously.
Thank you.
You know what? You don't have to be like you know. I like in the middle of something being able to go because I don't want to mirror the behavior I don't like, and that's to be able to go. Oh yeah, like maybe that is. Maybe that isn't. Like, I think it's
Fred,
funny.
Can you give us your philosophy of life in 6 words?
No.
Fuck her right in the pussy.
Well, that's serious. That's different. No, I have a show to run.
I
got
to
get
is,
the numbers up.
It's totally silly.
I'm sorry. No. By the way, don't feel for one second, maybe it's just my paranoia, like no one should ever feel like, and I felt this way, you don't want to come off as a militant anything.
Right.
And I think about that as people over the years had to say, I don't mean to sound like a militant black person. I don't mean to sound like a feminist. You know what? No.
Oh, I love to sound like a feminist.
Because it's never militant. It's just what's right.
Yeah.
And what happens after a while, the dumb part of the world makes you feel like, I don't mean to sound... No, mean to sound like it.
Yeah.
Because when history writes itself, as I always say, all you were asking for was something that was dead fair. You know, I don't mean to sound, but that's... So it's all right. And listen, my sister fucks... Yeah.
The unsupportive one?
I want to prove that I still have a sense of humor. Okay, listen. So, NPR.
I feel like we bailed on that bit. I don't think we'd go back to that, can
do
we?
Do you think we bailed on it?
Because wait, am I wrong?
Or did we organically move past it?
Did we organically
move? That's what I meant.
I thought we were going to come back to it.
Okay.
But you know what? You're right.
Yeah. I felt like you wanted to move on.
Let me tell you something. You know who wants to move on?
Who wants to move on?
What do you want to hear more? Paul Anka?
Yeah.
All right, listen. Here's what I'd like to do. We're going to go in for the close. Right. I'm going to take advantage of you because you can sing.
Oh, Todd Glass.
Okay, I want to make sure everybody's happy.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, I know that I don't have time to play this. And I don't. And I get it. And I'm going to have people screaming at me in my control room already. I hear the people yelling in there. I didn't play a little bit, so...
Married, looking for love. Life.
Do you have the loop of that? The farm loop? Maybe we should go to close with this.
What about salad potato salad?
Oh, you want to go to close with potato salad, salad, potato salad?
I think people should watch that video, and they should, and we should talk about it.
Okay, we played this out. That's what we'll go to close on.
Can I give you the background on this, though? Why this?
Sure,
this
and people,
so
we're going to put the song up. Here's what all I need to know. We're going to absolutely put the song on the Facebook page.
Okay.
Because you're right. In the beginning, it's three women. I thought they were sisters, but I realized why people laughed. On one show, I'm watching them, and there's three of them. They all look the same. And I go, they're twins, right? And everybody laughed, and I went, they are twins, right? And then everyone laughed again. I went, no, am I crazy? They look like... And then later, I go, no, they're triplets. So anyway, I get it. Later, I did.
Everyone knew it.
So now, but so I just think they dance and they you know, they're the type of women, they're wearing very thick leotards, you know, because they might be at the age where, you know, they have to start doing that.
No, they're like 19 years old. They're like 16 or 17 years old, I think, this video.
They look older because everyone back then looked older to me. By the way, I'm serious. No, I thought they were 50.
I looked this up, by the way.
I swear to George Carlin.
These sisters, they got...
they're pretty limber for 50, so I guess maybe I don't make sense. I'm being
like
totally
16.
Honest. Okay, maybe I just wasn't getting a good look on the computer. But anyway... so they are younger because it explains their... So I just think they're opening up and they do some splits and they do some old school dancing and they sing salad,
contortion.
Potato salad. Then they start... I never realized...
You never watched the video
today,
this far.
Today when you came in here, Troy goes, you haven't watched that video all the way through. I said, no, I watched about a minute of it. He goes, oh, they start twisting around. At one point, the girl's sitting on her own head. Now, does that make sense? Because it happened.
It's unbelievable.
She's sitting on her own head. So imagine that for the whole existence of this song, and that enough will be a way to bring us to close. Now listen, before I go to close, because I'm a professional, I would like give you a chance to bring it home one more time into the air. Do it again.
Ooh.
And she walked into the room. No, give me more reverb. You'll come in when I'll give you the hand. Yeah. My way. The whole arena applauds.
Yeah.
It wasn't for you, asshole.
No.
You didn't hit any notes. And she laid there and looked into my eyes. Is there anything you need to plug?
No, people can follow me on Twitter at Eliza Skinner, and that I usually plug about everything else on there.
How's your mom and dad?
They're good.
You have a sister and a brother.
I have just a sister.
How's she doing?
She's good.
What's her name?
Emily Skinner.
Emily Skinner. What does she do?
She's an actress.
She is?
Uh-huh.
Is she living? Well, excuse me. We have royalty here. The president is here. What is her name again?
Emily Skinner.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Emily Skinner.
Oh, big time.
Well, excuse me.
I'm sorry, I should have been clear. She's a theater actress.
Oh.
She's a theater actress?
Yeah.
Everybody on Periscope just started being like, ooh, theater actress. She's on stage and screen.
Oh, no, just stage.
Oh, my God, everything stopped.
So you feel heard tonight?
I do.
Do you feel my interview skills? I wanted to make you both feel equally appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you feel equally appreciated?
Absolutely.
If you had to criticize just one thing about me, and I would take it more of a lesson.
I don't see enough of you.
I mean, if there was, is there something I maybe should I finish bits more, or do you think there's anything I would take it if you said, Todd, you're the best, but I gotta tell you, your show would be better if you
surrounded yourself with people who really respected you as much as clearly you deserve.
No. Why are you laughing?
Oh no, I was just, I agree.
Well, nothing funny about it. All right, why am I a dick at taking compliments?
Wait, did you? You got the bit? Okay.
Yeah, we got the bit. Right.
All right.
We got the bit.
That should be a song.
I got the bit.
Let me ask you a question, and this is the way I'll take it to close. And I need you to play like a motherfucker in a little while. I need you to play into that, and I need this louder than I've ever. And Jake, you're going to understand what I'm asking, and we're going to bring it to close. Now, I don't usually talk to Aristotle about his personal life.
Ooh. Okay.
You mean Jet Ski?
Jet Ski, how's it going?
I want to ask Aristotle a question. And I hope it's all right if I don't usually pry into his personal life. But I know we are periscoping right now, and I just want to ask him if it's all right. Jake, are you okay if I ask?
I guess so. As long as it's not too personal, I wouldn't want to.
Now, you've been going out with your girlfriend for how long?
5 or 6 years. Now,
can I ask you a question? Do you, you fuck that shit? Come on! Lisa Skinner, Troy Conrad. God bless you.
Yay!
Wow!
Now leaving Nerdist.com.